Blog Talk Radio.
He came from heaven to earth, earth to the grave, grave to the sky. He waved a goodbye from the Mount of Olives. They gazed in the sky and died with power. So when they faced the trial, they would not cower, not faint, not bow or about face. Be his mouthpiece even when under attack, and do outreach, cause Jesus is coming for
you. Yeah, you see that lightning flash, you hear that thunder roll, can't wait to quake back, this something coming though. Who about to wake the fans, who had it low and low, this takes the crash, relax, and when that trumpet blows, when that trumpet blows, yeah, when that trumpet blows.
Good evening, rapture-centric bride. It's Jason Chambers. I missed you guys. I am wound tight this evening. I went from being overwhelmed to energized, and it feels really good. Had a good show this morning, had an amazing show this morning. Had some neat words from Sherry right away. As soon as the show started, she said that she heard bells, and that the Lord told her right there that I'm coming to get you. And after that, she gave some words saying that our whole bride group here, guys, this is some cool info. This whole bride group here is we're a chosen group from the said from the Lord. This little word from the Lord that we're a chosen group and we are going up together. So I hope you guys like me and I hope I like all of you because we're stuck together whether we like it or not. Just kidding. I love all you guys. Katie's going to be calling in. She has class here this evening, and it runs over into her schedule, so she'll be joining us a little later. We're blessed with her presence, and Tressie called in today on the morning show. We got to hear Tressie. It was awesome, and it looks like he's rendering a video, and his CPU is at 279%, which I'm not so sure that's a good thing. So we're going to do communion again tonight, guys. Probably do it after we get several more people here in the show. Sherry just joined us, hoping she's going to share her stuff again. She's been getting words from the Lord all day. I just know it. Eric here. Eric and Veronica are here. Rain is here. So tonight I want to make sure that we get everybody a chance to talk. I was thinking about doing something a little bit different. You know, we've been doing the telephone game of sharing about each individual people. And I think that's really great because I've got to have two rounds of that, which has been phenomenal and overwhelming all at the same time. And hold on a second here. But, you know, I think we get the most out of it when we're all sharing. And so I'm going to see, you know, we all ask for words from each other. Hold on just a second. Sorry, my wife's ordering pizza and she had to ask what I wanted. That's more important, guys. Sorry, my dinner is a big deal. But I want everybody to ask the Lord for words tonight about everybody, about all of us, about the bride. And, you know, maybe later in the show, I don't know, maybe we'll do it in the podcast or something, you know, we can do the telephone thing where it's more individualized, but you know, sometimes we're all kind of waiting, and it makes everybody kind of back up. It's like, oh, we're talking about law talk right now, and I'm waiting, and I hope I get mine in. And I think that we could really bless each other by all talking and all sharing. So if you guys are up for it, I think if we all ask the Lord, Judy says that she has a word for everyone. God says he loves you, and he's going to rapture you today. Amen. But we can all share in these stories. Everybody asked the Lord for a word. I was blessed, beyond blessed, this morning with Sherry's words. Amazing. Everybody give Sherry a big virtual hug. So we're going to start taking callers. Don't have anybody on the line with us right now. So I would absolutely love for someone to call in and share. Otherwise, you have to listen to Jason talk. Jason, the general. General in heaven. I'm a big deal up there, guys. My dogs are barking in the background, so sorry about that. You know, it's overwhelming. I know that everybody's words have been overwhelming, hearing the Lord, hearing how much the Lord loves you through other people. And I think we can all get overwhelmed tonight with sharing group stories, group words. So feel free to do it in chat, and we'll read them here on the for everybody to hear them. And Judy says that I will be leading the armies of heaven in a diaper. LOL. You're so funny. But feel free to call in, guys, and these other people to share in the air. I know it's been probably overwhelming. I think it's actually going to be a lighter show tonight because some people have been so overwhelmed. But the Lord loves you, and it's not for – I've had to get through it myself, guys. It's not for our understanding here. It's for – it's just blessings. So just accept them. Don't fight them. Don't argue with the Lord. He loves you. He's telling you he loves you. He's telling other people that how much he loves you. Went through some sermon stuff this morning. It was really neat because I think it was Tressy that brought up, John 3:16. You know, the only things you really need to know out of the Bible is a couple of verses. You know, John 3:16. I sent my only begotten Son. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. To save the world. He loves you. He loves the whole world. Loves everybody. And the other one was, what was the other one, Tressie? 1 Corinthians 13 or something. That no matter what it is, basically, I'll just do a Jason summary. You better have love in your heart. Because without love, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter how much you're giving to the poor. It doesn't matter how much you're ministering. It doesn't matter how much you are doing for everybody else, that without love in your heart, it's all pointless. Love is the key, because God loves you. Also, I'm not going to, I almost read that, Judy. Thank you very much. Almost read that on the air. You're funny. So, once again, we still have no callers, so I will start preaching words of wisdom on here. In just a moment. I'm sorry if you're having to hear my dog bark in the background. My wife is obviously taking him with him. So, does anybody have anything they want to share? Because I feel a little unloved when there's 13 people in the chat room and nobody wants to talk to me. Okay. Let's do a little preaching then. So, Jesus tells us, ye are the light of the world. That's Matthew 5:14. The statement here is about much more than just doing ministry. It extends beyond teaching, preaching, or passing out tracts. Christ tells us very plainly, ye are the light. He's saying you are just a reflection of the light. You are not a mere conduit. You are the light itself. And the intensity of your light depends upon the intensity of your walk with Lord Jesus. Do you see what the Lord is implying here? The world recognizes those who walk closely with him. Your neighbors or coworkers may not know about your daily communion with Christ, your faith in him, your utter dependence on him, but they do see the light that shines from you because of the life you have with him. And as long as nothing hinders that life, your light will continue to shine in the darkness. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. Jesus is saying, I have put you on exhibition to the world. People are looking at you because I've made you a spectacle. You are light that is not meant to be hidden. So who are the lights set on a hill? And where do we see them? They're not usually found in the limelight. They aren't among the self-centered, self-promoting people who live for recognition in this world. And they are not among those self-important churches cliques who pretend to be holy, but gossip, murmur, and complain. Through the years, I've seen many believers who appear godly, but in truth are spiritually lazy. They tell others about their failings and weaknesses, thinking this makes them humble. Yet they are quick to judge others. They don't possess the true, giving, loving, servant-like spirit of Christ. On the contrary, the light they have is actually darkness. Jesus says, if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? That's Matthew 6:23. Where there is no life of Christ, there can be no light of others. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. 5:16, the reason that we are to let our light shine forth to the world is that God may receive glory. So I really like that. And I guess if I start preaching, I get a whole bunch of people calling in. Isn't that wonderful? So I'm going to bring in my best friend, Pat.
Oh, hi, loves.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, sweeties. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Good. I just heard one of the most wonderful tapes, and like I didn't even know it was on, and it just was on my thing to search. I don't know if you ever heard of anybody called Lively, and it's called A Word, Hear the Word of the Lord, and he says, I am coming. It is one of the most uplifting, beautiful, confirming messages of his soon return, and this was done January 14th, 2013, and it's just, if any of you want to listen to something that's going to wow you and the love of God, it's just one more out there, which is a confirmation of everything we're talking about. Oh, my goodness. So
well,
it's called her.
You're a good salesman, Pat, because I want to hear it.
Okay. I could repeat the tape. All of you, just go. It's called Lively, and it's called A Word. Hear the Word of the Lord. I am coming. What I have for you tonight, I was sitting and praying to the Lord with tears, you know, that I was so happy and, you know, listening to everybody, and he gave me a little word here that I would like to share with all of you. And the other thing I have, I mean, maybe you want to go, after I read this, come back later, because I have words of a song. There's a Rick Pino, and he writes the most passionate songs to God that are unbelievably beautiful. And I wanted to read some of the words because this I feel will uplift people too. And we'll just go along.
Here,
you know.
Pat.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me give you the theme of tonight's show, because even though I don't have anything ever set beforehand, but it's definitely been put on my heart in the last hour.
Okay.
And tonight I want to glorify Jesus Christ. Tonight I want to praise Jesus, and I want to love our Father. And so if you have something that reflects that, then that's what we want to hear.
Oh, I see. This is on how to listen. You know, and I don't know if you want me to read this, because this is what had gone through.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm with tears and looking at him and just praising him and loving him and so grateful for this show that, you know, and asking the Holy Spirit, please, just every time I'm on, just use me, just, you know, one of the family. So he said, how easy it is for a loving soul to hear me. I know the sincerity of one's heart. I know how much one belongs to me. So don't be stressed. In all simplicity, talk to me and believe I will answer. I want to answer. Keep all simple for this little moment that you hold lovingly in your hands. I see all your hearts. Trust me. Don't be apprehensive. He uses words sometimes. To pour your heart into mine. Tell me everything. I want and long to be your everything. Never leave me out. Never doubt me, beloved one. Hear me. I am always there. How I even wait for a sigh from you, a cry from you, and I love you from us to him. So don't be afraid. I love you more than you could ever imagine. Just love me, your Jesus, who loves you. So that's what I got a few hours
man,
ago.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, that's for everybody. He just, you know, simplicity. Just don't be stressed. Just tell him you love him. He loves it when we say, I love you. And like I was telling that lady this morning, just reach your, you know, you don't see him, but reach your arms out to him. He loves us. Oh, reach your arms out to him and say, Jesus, I want to give you a hug. I love you so much. And hug me. I need a hug. Just say that to him. And in your spirit, you will feel that hug, you know, because I can't, you know. I had words of a song. Again, it's all about, you know, his presence and love. So if you want to hear this, this is really beautiful, too.
Well, hold on. Let's come back to it.
Okay.
I know you got a lot to share, and I want to get to it all, but we got other people.
Well, we have others, honey. We have others. So let's get to them.
We're
going to
bring you on with all the others. So,
okay, love.
Hold on. I got to bring on, I think I just brought on 614. I think that's Stacy. Is that Stacy 614? Hello? Well, 614 is being awfully quiet. Let's see, we got 818. Hello, 818.
Hello, it's Tana from California. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Tana from California. How are you?
Hi, Tana.
I'm good. I love you all. Shout out to the chat room as well. I don't really have anything to say, but Pat, that was amazing. That was so beautiful. It brought tears to my eyes. That's when you just read. Oh, how amazing. So
He's
thank
a
you,
passionate
very much.
Bridegroom.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for reading that.
Thank
you,
honey.
You can meet me because I'm driving. I just want to say hi and shout out to the chat room.
Hi,
and thank you, Pat, for reading
hi.
That. All right. Love you all. I'll be listening.
Love you. All right.
Bye.
Are you going to mute yourself? Bye. That was 818, I believe.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to ask her real quick. Do you want me to mute you, or are you muting yourself?
You can mute me. Or actually, I'll mute myself. I just have
to... I muted her, and then in the middle of her saying that she muted herself. So I got her unmuted, so she's muting herself.
So I, just,
I think we
I just
have...
push one, right? Okay. Got it. You can hear
yeah,
me.
You're
oh,
good.
You can't hear me, right? Okay.
We can hear you.
No, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, I'm going to mute myself. How do I mute myself then? One?
No, yeah. You got to do it on your phone.
Right, just push one, right? Is that how I do it?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
And don't
press
unmute
right,
me.
Press
don't
one.
Unmute me. Press one.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
That's it.
Okay, now I can't hear you because I muted you because your one isn't working because we could hear you. It's all right, sweetie. We love you. I think Katie's
Amen.
With us. Is this Katie?
This is Katie, yeah, what's up?
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Katie.
How are you doing? Thanks, Jason, for taking over.
Oh, I do what I can when you're not around.
How are y'all doing?
Okay, how are you, honey?
We are doing
good.
Pat just read some good words.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. Cool. What was it? I missed
yep.
it.
You want me to read it again?
That you should love Jesus.
Oh.
It was
well,
a long verse.
Yeah.
I just got out of class, so I'm glad to be out of there. Ooh.
Okay, well, I got to bring Carol on real quick. Carol, is that you?
Hey, yes, it
Hi,
is.
Hi, Carol.
I just put on the chat room that I was on hold, that I've been on hold, and then you called my name out. So, I'm sorry. My doggies are playing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get raptured.
It sounded like a rabid Wolverine. What kind of pet do you got over there?
They're like little wolves. They're like little
Ooh.
Wolves.
I hear you.
You're close. You're close. But they're lovable and playful. They love each other. They love people. They love my kitties, and they love kids. So they're good every way, every which way. So. Yeah, I can't stand on the chat tonight. I've got stuff to do tonight, but I have an awesome praise report. To God be the glory as always. I had to go to the doctor
Amen.
This morning, so I missed the morning show. And you know, I have appointments every couple of months because my body has this pain in my joints, pain in my behind as well. But anyway, the Lord was really good, as always, because I don't have health insurance, right? It's a long story, and I probably mentioned it already. But I don't have health insurance, and so I'm always going to pay out of pocket. But my doctor is such a sweetheart and a blessing to me that he didn't charge me for the visit. He didn't charge me for the blood work, and he modified my prescriptions that I'm on, and I'm very, very optimistic. I know the Lord is coming today, so I won't be needing the medication for very long.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, you know, I always pray for favor, and you know, and I strongly suggest everybody, you know, to when you praise the Lord and worship him and give him honor and thanksgiving every day as we do. Also ask him for favor, to grant you and bless you with favor. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit always blesses me with favor. When I ask him for favor, he blesses me. When I ask him to help me find, you know, my keys, my wallet, whatever,
yes.
You know, within 2 seconds, I find whatever I'm looking for. I'll be looking for it, and I can't find it, and then I just say, Holy Spirit, where did I put my keys? And before I know it, I'm telling you, within 2 seconds, my eyes zoom right to where they are. And it'll be somewhere where I don't normally put them, but, you know, sometimes I'm a little scattered brain because the Lord is still renewing my mind, you know. And
Amen. Amen, sister. We all struggle.
Yep.
Yeah. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Also, if anybody wants to, let's see, what's his name? Sid Roth has a really good show this week with somebody who's been to heaven and how the Lord showed him that he is coming for his bride, and he's coming for his bride.
Amen.
Now, so it's really amazing that the Holy Spirit is you know, moving people all over the place. Also on, and I don't normally watch a lot of these shows, but as the Holy Spirit prompts me, I tune them in. And on Kenneth Copeland, the last 2 weeks, Gloria Copeland has had. Billy Brim on, and she's been talking about the very last days that we're living in.
Yes.
And she's got this little speck in her eye because we're approaching April. So, you know, this is all exciting. For me, it just excites me that people are really paying attention. And then the final thing I want to share with everybody, yesterday I was reading John chapter 2, which is on the wedding feast at Cana. And, boy, the Holy Spirit just really opened my eyes. He just gave me a lot of revelation and joy in my heart. So I just encourage everyone to read John chapter 2 on the wedding feast at Cana. And I'm not going to go into it because I know there are other people waiting to talk to everybody. And I just want to also, in closing, want to say that, boy, I really, really love the saints, the Rapture Center saints. And this church is, wow, it is just the Lord's joy. He's brought me so much joy through all of you guys. And I want to just thank the Lord right now for all of you, and I say, Lord Jesus, I praise you. We all praise you for being such a great and wonderful God. You're working yourself into us, and in these last seconds, your joy is just increasing in us, and we are the light of the world. You are just shining through us, and everywhere we go, people are just being drawn to you through us because of the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And may the Lord bless all of you and grant you all favor and blessing and wisdom and you know, supply all of your needs like he supplies mine and Judith and Christine's and everyone's, you know, that our faith will be made strong. Oh, and that's what I got out of John chapter 2, faith. How Jesus' mother had faith in him, you know, she just had faith, and that was just that was one of the things that struck to me. So on that note, I am going to, you know, let somebody else get on board and bless one of us with their words.
Thank you, sweetie.
Amen. Amen, Carol.
We love you.
Your story just really, really did glorify the fathers. And so that's what I'm very grateful for that. And thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you.
I want to read something real quick.
Okay.
God doesn't want your home, your car, your furniture, your savings, or your possessions. All he wants is your faith, your strong belief in his word. And that may be the one thing that, more than other, more spiritual appearing people lack. You may look at another person as being more spiritual than you, but that person may actually be struggling hard to keep up an appearance of righteousness. Yet as God looks at you, he declares, there is a righteous man or woman. Why? You've admitted your helplessness to becoming righteous, and you've trusted in the Lord to give you his righteousness. Paul tells us we are counted as righteous in God's eye for the same reason Abraham was. Therefore, it is imputed to Abraham for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him for us also, to whom shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. That's Romans 4:22. You may claim, I believe this. I have faith in the God who has resurrected Jesus. Yet the question for you is, do you believe the Lord can resurrect your troubled marriage? Do you believe he can bring to life a spiritually dead relative? Do you believe he can raise you up out of the pit of a debilitating habit? Do you believe he can erase your cursed past and restore to you all the years of cankerworm has eaten? When everything looks hopeless, when you're in an impossible situation with no resources and no hope before you, do you believe God will be your Jehovah, Jireh, seeking to your need? Do you believe he's committed to keeping his promise to you? And if even one of his words fails, the heavens would melt and the universe collapse.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That
was beautiful.
That was anointed. You have the anointing tonight, Brother Jason. Mm. You've got the anointing on you tonight with I believe the Lord wants us to hear his word. The Father wants us to hear him speaking. Yes. So praise the Lord. I mean, I really was uplifted with the
food
word
for the soul.
You've been sharing. Yeah. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to go
Amen.
And I'll listen to you guys on the, in the chat room. All right?
Okay,
Love you, Carol. Lovers you, everybody.
That's cute. Oh, that's cute.
Okay, I got to bring in. I got people holding here. This is 413. Hello, 413.
Hey, everybody.
413.
Yes.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Solana. I hear you, Pat. Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetie.
We're blessed to hear from you this evening.
The blessing is circular.
Amen, sister.
I'm just listening this evening, just adding my support. You just to know that I'm sitting with you.
Thank you.
And
amen.
That's it.
Sherry says hello to you.
Hey,
that's
Sherry.
That's not Stacy. That's Lana. And then I think I know who this is. 626.
Hi, Jason.
Hello. Hello.
It's Leah. How are you?
Hi, Leah.
It's Leah. We get to hear her little sweet laugh.
Oh,
maybe.
Thank you.
Somebody make her laugh.
You guys are funny. I had this crazy dream last night. It wasn't too bad. It was pretty funny. Like, not funny, like, ha-ha, just, like, funny, like, oh. Like, I was, before I went to bed, I was talking to the Lord, and I was definitely praying, and I was like, Lord, you know, I'm, like, jealous. I want to be like the other people. I'm always bad about that. I'm like, I'll just tell the Lord, like, exactly how I feel, and sometimes I'll feel bad for telling him, like, I'm jealous, and I want to have something that somebody else does, but he's always really sweet to me about it, but I was just telling him, I was like, hey, I'm so jealous, and I want to be like those other people, and I want you to pour out your spirit on me, and, you know, I want to feel more, and I was like, I know that time is short, and, like, I want to have, like, a dream tonight, and I don't care what it's about. But I was just like, I need it now because there might not be a tomorrow night. mm-hmm. And so then when I went to bed, then I had this dream where I was kind of out. And, like, basically it was just about the financial collapse. And so everywhere that I went. So I went to the grocery store, and I went to the gas station, and then I went to the ATM, and every time, like, I would, like, go to, like, use, like, my bank card and get money, it would always, like, read, which is weird because normally it doesn't do that, but it would say, like, account closed, and I would be like, but I have money in the bank. Like, I had money, and I know that there's money, and I didn't go over my limits, and it was, like, every single time. And then finally when I got to the bank, it was, like, there was, like, no money. Like, there's no nothing.
Wow.
And so it was pretty,
wow.
Just, like, when I woke up, I was just, like, oh. That was pretty cool. So I was very happy, and I was, like, thank you, Lord, you know.
Amen.
Like, you know, you listen to me when I'm honest, and I can tell you I'm jealous of other people, and you're like,
oh,
okay. No, I guess he's like, all right, well, I still love you, even though you're jealous of other people. So.
Oh, don't be.
I mean, not, like, in a bad way, not, like, really jealous, like, just like, hey, like, they're getting that. I want that, too, jealous, you know? Like, give me some, too.
Amen. No, I'm with you.
Oh, how sweet.
Pat gets to go up and make pizza in heaven. All I get to do is eat it.
No, I'm going to wear an apron.
Unfair.
I'm the servant. I am the servant. I'm the mommy. I'm going to make sure you all are well fed.
That sounds good.
Oh, I know.
I think.
No,
I think
I
this is Stacy. Oh, is that Stacy?
Yes, it's me.
Oh,
hi, Leah.
Hi, Stacy. Hi, honey.
You already heard about my awesome vision I had this morning.
I want to hear it again.
I haven't got to hear it.
Okay, no. You know, there's two things I want to say. That we, Rapture-Centric Group, are so awesome. We are so loved. And we rock.
Oh, I was going to say before, we rock. That was exact word.
We totally rock. And
so
whoever
angel.
Don't believe that, all they have to do is listen. Because I'm telling you, since I've been hooked up with all my family, this is, like, the second most incredible dream I had. And the first experience, on Saturday, I text my husband and says, can you please bring me home some coffee? And for some reason, he got in the house and everything. I'm waiting for my coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm like, well, then where's my coffee? My coffee's not in his hands or anything like that. So I didn't say anything. So I went to my phone, and I realized that I texted to Leah instead. So Leah was like, what coffee, dear? And I started to laugh. I was like, oh, no. That's why he doesn't have my coffee, because I'm like, what did you tell him? Like, it was snowing and everything, and I didn't want to make any coffee. And I was like, that's why he doesn't have the coffee in his hand, because I texted to Leah all the way in Maryland. So I started to laugh, and then Leah was like, dear. She was like, what coffee, dear? And I'm like, the one from Dunkin' Donuts? And I was laughing. And she's like, go check your inbox. She sent me the most wonderful gift. She sent me a gift card for Dunkin' Donuts. It was like getting a million bucks, seriously. It was like getting half of my mansion in heaven. I was so ecstatic. I was like laughing, and it was like the best gift for me, if I'm concerned. Because she was like, go to your inbox. There you go. You got your coffee.
Oh.
I'm just saying this. We rock. We just love each other. And
yes,
we just love, and God loves that.
Yes,
so it was just my little miracle this weekend, even though I still haven't had coffee for 3 days. But it was just a beautiful thing. So, go on to the vision
now.
That's
so awesome.
God is just so wonderful. This morning I didn't go to work this morning because I was on, it was the holiday. So I prayed and I went to lay down. And the minute I put my head on the pillow, I knew this was happening. I was getting, my spirit was coming out of my body, and I realized I was at the roof of the ceiling of my bedroom, and I knew I was going up. I knew it was nighttime, and all of a sudden, my heart started to beat, and I knew I had to, like, calm myself down. I was in the most incredible place, the most beautiful place. I was in the most beautiful garden. I can't explain it, Jason.
Hey, man.
It was just incredible. And I was flying. That's the thing. And while I'm flying through this garden, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's so beautiful. Thank you, God. It was just the most I just didn't want to leave out of there. And I saw the most I was like a hummingbird. You know those hummingbirds that just goes throughout and you're just looking at everything? I didn't want it to end at all. And I came up to this beautiful bunch of bananas. It was so perfect. And I went up to it and I touched it and it responded back to me. And I just can't explain what I saw at all because it was I think it was my property I was on. He was just showing me a piece of my property. It was so beautiful. And I started to I couldn't breathe. I could feel myself not being able to breathe. And I was like, no, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. And all of a sudden, I was back in my bed. I'm still dreaming, and I'm dreaming that I'm grabbing for my phone. And I'm trying to dial the show to tell you guys my vision. And every time I realize I'm still on the pillow, I'm not dialing. I don't have the phone in my hand at all. And the second time I try to grab the phone again, I'm still sleeping. But it was just an incredible vision. I saw God just gave me a little glimpse of heaven. It was just beautiful. It was just gorgeous. And I just want to share that. He is coming, and it was nighttime. I knew it was nighttime because when I went out through my roof, it was dark. And I kept going up until I got into this beautiful place. And either he's showing me the rapture or he's just giving me a glimpse. So I hope that encouraged
somebody.
Hey,
man, Stacey.
Oh, but it was it was beautiful. We had such a beautiful. I called Leah and I was like, Leah, I can't talk because I'm still under my cover. But look what I saw.
Oh,
it was
beautiful,
incredible.
Honey.
What he has for us is amazing, and it's unspeakable, and I can't explain it, but I just want everybody to be encouraged because he's just giving us bits and pieces, a glimpse of heaven for us to be just to hold on this earth because he's coming for us. He's coming to get us now. He's coming to get us, and because usually it takes like 2 years between for me to see stuff like that, or 3 years or 4 years. It's been like, 3 weeks? And I saw it again. So it was just incredible.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go see my bananas.
Yep.
It was the perfect bunch of banana. It was not fat. It was skinny. And it was perfectly situated. And I went and I touched it. It was so much. There were beautiful flowers, different fruit trees. I can't explain what I saw. But he made me focus on that banana, and I went and touched it. And it was like probably 4 rows of it in a bunch. Oh. And it was incredible. And I was just praising God. I was praising God. I was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I knew that I was seeing. I knew what was happening in my sleep. And I was like, please don't let me come back. I don't want to come back.
Oh.
I want to stay here.
Oh, well, we love you and we're glad you're with us. Still.
That's why, you know, it's like the double-edged sword. Thank you so much, Lord, for showing me. Now take me up there.
I know.
You know.
I came back and after, I was like, I wanted to be back there. I wanted to be back in my element. I wanted to be back there. But God is just saying that. Well, I got to start reading the chat room because everything is missing me. So I wanted to tell my incredible dream and my incredible blessing this weekend. And I love my rapture-centric family. And
we're
in the right track. We're on the right track. We're on the right track because God is just showing us that we are on the right track and we're doing the right thing and we're going into the right. Believe me, more people need to just join us. Because we're just a happy bunch of bananas.
Yes, we are. Cute. thank you, sweetie.
Okay. I don't know, but these dreams are amazing. I just visions, the words. This morning's show was awesome, hearing the words about Lord coming to get us. You're having rapture visions.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh,
it's
just
happening.
Over the top.
Coming. Yes. Yes.
stay here with us. I've got to pull somebody on. I recognize the number, so I want to pull them on here. It's 347.
Okay, no. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, 347.
Hey, guys. It's Salima. I'm just here listening.
Okay.
Well, welcome to listening. And I think the other one, 818, I'm going to check on her real quick. I think this is Lana. Is this you, Lana?
Yes, it is. Oh, let me shout out to Boo Boo as well. Shout out to Boo Boo. We love you, Boo Boo.
Shout out to Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. That's the name of my cat.
That's also the name of Jesus today. So shout out to Boo Boo.
Oh.
Hey, man.
Yeah, you can mute me then.
All right. See, Chris, some people ask to be muted kindly. Maybe you should follow that as an example. Stacey, do you have more to share? Because I want to come back to you. If not, I'm going to have Pat's got some other stuff she wanted to read. But if you're sharing a vision or something, I definitely heard any other stories. I missed you on the morning show.
Oh, I'm just here listening right now. I just want to go get my bananas.
It's good for you.
Stacey ain't listening to nobody. She's thinking about that vision.
Oh, yes. Drag us up all with you. Take us with you, honey.
Pat, did you want to read that?
Yeah, I have this. It's words to a song. I just thought it was lovely. Just on his love. It says, "Your love is like the rain falling on my soul. It's covering every place and making gardens grow. Your sweetness overflows, pouring from your lips. Kisses from above, let the heavens drip. Let them drip down. Your love is like a room filled with precious jewels. It takes my breath away. It's riches beyond your word. When it's just me and you, I can't remember storms. And all that I can do is melt into your arms. Your love is like the ocean, drowning in your presence. Your love is like the ocean, I'm drowning in your presence. Getting lost in the gaze of your eyes, getting lost in the warmth of your smile, getting lost in the gaze of your eyes, getting lost in the warmth, getting lost in the ocean, drowning in your presence, getting lost in the warmth of your smile, getting lost in the gaze of your eyes." So that was the words. I just thought they were so beautiful, you know, just so much love.
Amen,
you know?
Pat. That was beautiful.
Oh,
I just looked at my text on my
phone.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, no, dear, go ahead.
I just looked at the text on my phone. I heard it. I missed it. Katie said to go ahead and share that Jesus knocked on her door again today.
Oh, super. Super. I hope she opened it.
She's still apparently laying comfy in her little bed. I got a pretty nice bed, and it's very comfy, but I promise you, Jesus knocked on my door.
Oh, I'll be up.
I'd be up out of bed. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sleeping. I know Raina. Raina's saying the same thing. Did she open? No, she didn't. She laid there all soft and comfy. And,
oh, wow.
You know.
Wow.
Well, I want to make sure everybody knows that. Actually, I want to come back to 614 real quick. 614, I checked on you a bit ago and you didn't answer. Are you there with us? Or are you just listening?
I'm here. I was muted and sorry about that. So I just wanted to check and see if Judy had been translated yet.
Yeah, Judy left 2 weeks ago and she's been replaced by Donna. We are sick of Donna.
Okay.
Well, she was having the Lord call her, tell her that his name was Boo Boo. So I imagine she's still
I heard
here.
That.
But Sherry, she's bringing it up here again, but she brought it up in the morning show. She heard bells this morning, in the beginning of the morning show, and then the Lord told her he was coming now, and that this whole group here is about to be taken up. So any second,
it's
you
everywhere.
Know. And we know those words. pretty well by now.
Well, I've had a vision since, I think, at least Valentine's Day, if not before, where Jesus is standing in the sky with a trumpet surrounded by angels.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
So I guess, you know, I've kind of been thinking that he's been blowing it occasionally, and people are going up, you know, like either the dead or other people. But I guess we're just waiting for him to blow it finally for everyone. So.
Wow.
My wife was shown that same thing about the trumpets, about the dead rising with the trumpets that people keep hearing.
Did you think it's happening right now?
What's that?
Did you think it was happening right now?
That the dead was rising?
Yeah.
Yes.
Were the dead rising like today, yesterday?
Well, hers was the other day. It was actually when Stacy and Pat were both hearing horns. It was that day.
It was, and Leah too.
Was that
Leah as well?
Yeah, it was Leah and I was hearing, and I felt that in my spirit, that the dead were rising.
Wow.
What day was that, Stacy?
That was on, I think, Saturday morning. I don't remember.
Right after Valentine's Day? Yeah, I think it was Saturday morning for me, too, or Saturday all day.
Yeah, after Valentine's.
It was, yeah. I think it started with the trumpet.
Yeah, that was Saturday.
On Valentine's, or with just being in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's what's so cool, guys. That's what's so neat is the more stuff we share on here, it's like this morning we got like four confirmations on like one thing. I don't even like talking about it because it's so over the top.
What was that?
Yeah, this is over the top, young lady. You might want to sit down. Okay, this group, the bride of the, it's not just the bride. I'm talking about this group will be raptured prior to the real rapture. And we will all be going up together, and all of us have been brought together for his purpose. And it continues up there.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been.
You obviously are very thick-skinned.
I've been, you know, praying about, you know, me and my children, and I have been kind of getting that I am in a carriage drawn by like 6 white horses.
Mm.
You know, and it's kind of funny because I'm going up like in a carriage, but they are going up just accompanied by an angel. So, I don't know. It's just kind of like everybody has their own mode of transportation or whatever up there. So,
well, the Lord showed me the angel
in,
that would pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
I assure you, he could pick up like 28,000 of us if he wanted to. but everybody's, what's neat right now is when we seem to get a word, it just gets confirmed. Like, if you say something, I go out and pray right now and ask for it, the Lord answers me right away and very clearly. I mean, very distinctive, yes. Very authoritative, you know. And so,
love it.
Whatever it is about this group, I mean, I'm just dumb old Jason in Kansas. I'm nobody special. And I've had to been dealing with that since we've been playing this telephone game and stuff. And
same here, honey.
I've been
same here. Same here.
Telling the Lord, I'm a big dumb animal. I don't know what you're putting this on me for.
Because he knows your heart. He knows
Jason.
He can depend on you.
Yes, Stacey.
Also, I forgot to mention in the dream, had changed. And I was in a room, and I was telling my son that a rapture is happening now. We're leaving now. I said, we're leaving now. And it was just kind of, he just didn't like believe me or whatever. But in the same dream, I'm telling him, we're leaving now. And I told him, everybody's going to, and the baby, he has a 20-month-old baby. And I said, the baby's going to. We're leaving now.
Amen.
And that was, I forgot to mention that part.
Oh, wow.
Stacey, did you by chance see a calendar while you're in this thing, by chance? Just wondering.
I wish. No, I didn't. I just said, no, we're leaving now. And the baby was still baby. She was young, so she's my calendar, I guess. She was in love. She looked the same way that she looks right now.
Hold on. Too many people talked at once. I asked the Lord, okay, who was it? Raina had shared a dream about us being taken up, basically being translated before the bride was raptured. And it made me uncomfortable. And so I prayed and asked the Lord, okay, and the dream was that we got translated and we went to go around and talk to our families before we went up. And I was like, something about it didn't feel right. And I asked the Lord, and he immediately told me, he's like, the people aren't understanding the translation things. You're just coming home. And meaning that we weren't going to go out and talk to our families. It's just that. And then I hate to talk on other people's behalf, but Sherry, did you not get the same thing? Weren't you one of the confirmations with it? I'm waiting for her in chat, guys. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, Blah's saying yes, she was. That was one. Yeah, she just said yes. There's another person I'm not going to say. I don't like saying people's name that confirms stuff because I don't like talking about other people's stuff. But there's more than four people that confirmed the same thing. And it doesn't set well with me. And Sherry's saying again, the word she got from the Lord today was we go as a group and we stay as a group. And
I believe that.
You know, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yes. Oh, no.
God bless you. Because I argue with the Lord about this one, too. I'm like, Lord, I'm just Jason.
That's all right.
Jason.
That's okay.
You know,
I had to have a therapy session today on the phone. What's that?
Jason, the reason why I believe that is from the dream. Okay, there's two reasons why I believe that. And that would explain why I've
Are
had dreams.
Are you still muted, Katie?
Hello?
Never mind.
Hi.
Hey guys, hold on. I know you're playing with a fancy phone, but Stacey's in the middle of telling something.
Important too. Okay, the reason why I've gotten dreams since early 90s, didn't understand a lot of them, and now a lot of them is being explained to me, and I have to really talk fast. My husband is home, and he thinks I'm nuts already. So, the reason why I believe that is because. Many years ago, before I was even married, I dreamt that my husband was sitting down, and he was asking for his wife, and I was in front of him, but he couldn't see me because I was light. It's like I was pure light, and I'm like, I'm here, but he could not see me. And then the next reason why I had the other dream, the reason why I know that we're going to be together as a group is, and I'm like literally cutting it short because he's is because of how I saw Dustin and us all together in that vision I had like about a month ago. We were like working together, and he was working like basically he was like a secret service. So that's why I believe that's another confirmation. That explains a lot. And maybe I'll call in tomorrow and explain more.
Sure.
No, that's awesome. And then Judy just wanted me to tell everybody now listening that only jackasses get translated. So you got to set a date for the rapture to come and have it pass. But Katie and I think Katie and Luca are with us now.
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
Hi, honey.
Hey, honey.
Oh, yeah, so I want to share that Jesus knocked on my door again today, everyone.
And you didn't answer.
Well, I was getting in the shower, so.
Oh.
Dude, I would answer.
I thought someone was really at my house.
I'm
kidding.
Yeah. Well, today I went to go get Chinese food with my dad, and then the fortune cookies came, and then I was like, Lord, you should give me a cool fortune. I opened up the cookie, and there wasn't even a fortune in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That means you're going to die.
That means I have no future here. See?
Oh, good.
Well, that means you're about to be gone.
Yeah, because there's no nothing for me here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoever heard of that? No fortune in a cookie. Wow. No
I know,
word.
Right? I was like,
that's
I,
weird.
I was afraid about it. I was like, Lord,
weird.
I want a cool fortune. And there wasn't
even
one
ache.
In there. Right?
had music
okay,
on.
I'm
going to
bring
Time
on this.
Stolen. Go ahead.
Sorry, I got to bring this caller on. I don't know. This might be a troll or it could be Eric and Veronica. So if somebody comes on saying a bunch of swear words, well, you're an adult. I think you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, live.
Hi.
You know what? I don't like you guys very much. Okay, Veronica.
Yeah, I kicked
usually
them. Don't worry, guys.
Us.
Those trolls won't be kinda back.
Weird.
Just kidding.
Usually they say they like our show. I don't get it.
I know.
Yeah, no
know.
Kidding.
Like,
no,
I really like
you guys are using Skype to call in. You guys are using Skype to call in, and so when it shows up, there's a lot of trolls that use Skype to call in, so I always get nervous when I see your name pop up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We forgive you. We forgive you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Luco, for forgiving me.
I know. But I know.
I just wanted to call in to see how you guys are doing today.
Yeah. We are doing wonderful.
Yes, we are.
Great. Yeah.
Jason, you sound like a superhero when you said that.
Well, I've got a new cape that I've been wearing. It's tight, but it feels good. You know, I don't know.
Jason and spandex over there.
With the big over the spandex.
God bless spandex.
It won't zip up in the back. That's why I got the cape.
Oh, man. Oh.
Oh.
Well, hey, we got everybody here. I was going to see if you guys would like to do communion now. Is everybody, actually, I probably need to give a warning because I'm sure there's a few people in the chat room that aren't quite ready.
I like how we're doing communion right after I picture you.
Oh, don't. I'm sure it makes you hungry, Luco. Don't lie. Who's on here that can lead a good prayer after communion? Luco, you're good at leading prayer, aren't you? I liked your one last night.
Oh. I've never really done a communion thing before, so I have no idea, like, what to do.
Just from your heart, honey. Just from your heart.
Well, you eat a cracker, drink some water, and listen to a prayer. That's the gist of it.
Oh. All right. Well, I know what communion is. I've just never done a communion prayer before.
Just what's in your heart.
Well, you can just, you know, I'll do the communion side of it, and then you just basically lead us in prayer afterwards. Just, hey, we love Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Da, da, da.
Anything you want to
Pat,
say?
You know what? If you don't want to do it, brother, I think Pat always is. Oh, Pat, you always have a wonderful prayer.
Oh.
Yeah, Pat. Your prayers are beautiful.
Yes.
Is
who's
waiting
that?
For me real quick?
Yeah, we'll wait for you. You going to the store?
No.
I'm going to go buy some bread really quick.
The store's only 40 minutes away. Don't worry.
Yeah,
they got to self-checkout.
I'm going to
buy
some kitchen really quick, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on.
All right. So when Veronica comes back, we'll be ready. People keep saying troll alert. Looks like Judy needs to be kicked out.
Yeah,
gotta kick Judy out of chat. She's the troll.
What?
Judy, would you
that's the code
word
for troll.
Oh, that's Donna.
Eonk.
That's definitely that might be a new manifestation of another version of Judy. She might have invented somebody else.
Okay, seriously, she's
like,
I went on YouTube just to, I just like went on YouTube just to see what videos are made. I didn't really watch anything, and then I saw Judy's like angel or something, like angel cakes or something. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or like her. I don't even want to know.
I remember.
Someone was cracked out today.
Okay, Eric and Veronica are back from the store. So, Pat, I just want to make sure, are you ready to lead a prayer after communion?
Yes, I have prayers to the Holy Ghost. It's called Prayers to the Holy Ghost, and it's just so beautiful.
Wonderful.
So we're going to
be
blessed
by
prayers.
We're going to be blessed by her reading.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. I always like to talk about the Lord's forgiveness, His commitment to us, His love, and how we're all blessed to be members of the body of Christ. So 1 Corinthians 11:23 to 26, the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of Me." Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of Me." Let us drink together. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. Prayers to the Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of Thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of Thy love. Send forth Thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. O God, unto whom every heart is open, every desire known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love Thee and worthily praise Thy holy name. Burn our reins and our heart, O Lord, with the fire of the Holy Ghost, that we may serve Thee with a chaste body and please Thee with a clean heart. We beseech Thee, O Lord, that the Comforter who proceeds from Thee may enlighten our minds and lead us unto all truth, as Thy Son hath promised. We beseech Thee, O Lord, that the power of the Holy Ghost may be with us, mercifully cleansing our hearts and defending them from all harm. O God, who didst teach the hearts of the faithful, by the light of the Holy Ghost, grant that in the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation. Amen.
Amen, Pat. I love you guys. You know, this whole thing we've been doing and sharing is blesses us all, and I love you guys, and I hope you're all blessed from this show and everybody coming together as a family.
You sure are. We're very blessed. And people listening are blessed. And hopefully they'll have a new relationship with the Lord of trust and love and coming to Him and just telling Him everything and having Him the center of their lives.
Amen.
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 Judy's Jason, on a roll.
Why do you so like you're saying goodbye? We're going to be together for eternity.
Oh, no.
Get used to it.
Guys, he's put the spirits on me, sister. I mean, he's messing with and this is where I actually feel bad, is because, like, Pat's reading the beautiful prayer, and the Lord's talking to me the whole time. I missed the whole thing. I mean, it's just, what do you, you know? And I'm like, Lord, I'm trying to pray.
What's
to you.
He saying? What's he saying, Jason? Tell us.
He's telling me that he loves me, and I, you know what? I'll just tell you what he said. He said, "You're doing well, son. I love you very much. Keep it up." You know, and that's what he's. And I don't like sharing that because he's telling me good job, basically. But I'm like, Lord, I'm trying to pray to you. You know, praise you. I want to. You know, that's what. He's just an awesome guy.
He is.
He really
sure
is. And I got the Holy
really
Spirit, so
you.
I feel all goofy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You gave me a really cool word this morning. It's on my phone.
Share it with us, brother.
You gave me a really cool word. Oh, you want to, okay.
Yes.
I have to step away for a second, so go ahead.
It's mainly just, he's not, like, talking about any events. He's just giving me advice, but, here's what he said. Mm-hmm. He said, "Son, stay strong during these times. I'm with you. Do not fear the unknown, for all is known to me. Your wisdom is abundant, even if you don't see it. Lean on me and me only, Luke. I will show you the way. I will pull you through. I love you, Luke. You are my delight. You will see me shortly. All will be known to you. For now, stay close. Lean on me. I am all you need. I love you." That's it.
Oh, that's beautiful, honey.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, wow. Somebody driving?
What is that?
What is that?
is it me? No. If I can hear it, it's not me. Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Maybe somebody driving.
Maybe it's Jason.
I think Jason's over there spraying whipped cream in his mouth.
Not me. My phone is mute.
I wanted to ask, can you have babies in heaven?
Of course.
Oh.
Most definitely, yeah. He actually says in the Bible, he says, blessed are you who've never bore children on earth because he'll multiply your children in heaven, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So, you know what?
He said if you never had an earthly husband, you'll be really, really blessed. And I'm not saying people that have been married here aren't blessed or won't be blessed. I'm just saying he said specifically people that were never married or never had children will be abundant. So
he loves children.
I believe that, Stacy, because that explains to the two kids I saw another, not the ones I have here, but it's like I was on a roller coaster. And I saw these two kids in heaven, and I was, like, wondering, where do these kids come from? Because they don't look like any of my kids right now. So that explained it.
See, do you guys know where that verse is at, where it says that? I guess they don't.
I wonder what pregnancy is going to be like up there.
What the heck?
I am so confused.
Oh, is that me? I think I was playing that, and it was, like, repeating itself. I was like, what?
I, like, heard my echo, like, six times. I was like, what in the world?
I thought that was you guys. I'm like, am I missing something? They're repeating themselves and laughing, repeat. That's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
So what do you guys say to the people that don't believe in the preacher of relationship in Russia?
The what?
Ask them what they think of themselves.
The pre-tribulation?
Mm-hmm.
Or what? If they believe in the pre-tribulation? Huh?
For those who are saying that it's not real.
For those who are saying that it's not real?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just had a question because I get attacked on this when I tell people that Jesus is coming back, and they tell me that the pre-tribulation rapture is not true, like it was made up. But then I'm like, well, then why would God be telling us that he's coming back to take us before? So I just wanted to ask them that.
Why do they think it's not in... It is in the Bible.
Yeah, it is.
It's in the Bible. And the pre-trib, he says, why, you know, our joy, you know, to look forward, that we're to comfort each other with those words about his coming. That's in the Bible. So how are we going to comfort his words if it's not pre-trib? That doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah.
What your blessed hope? What blessed hope if I'm going to be, you know, torn apart from meteors hitting the earth and you know, and all the other horrible stuff that's going to happen, tsunamis and volcanoes and Lord knows what all else. Where's my blessed hope? Well, why am I looking up, you know, being joyful? That's got to be pre-trib. That's just kind of like common sense, isn't it? I don't know. But it's in the Bible. We caught up into the air. The dead will arise first, and then we will join them. I mean, how else do you interpret that? Like, hello?
About, Doesn't he mention something about something like saving us from the day of judgment or something? Like
saving us from wrath. The bride will not go through the wrath.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the blessed hope? How are you going to have any blessed hope? Well, you're going to be shaking in your boots waiting for the next tsunami or earthquake or some other horrible thing, meteors from the sky or world, you know, nukes going off. I mean, where's the blessed hope in that? You know. I mean, it's just common sense, I think.
I don't know. It sounds pretty blessed to me.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, what's there to look forward to? Why would you be looking up and looking? Your salvation is nigh when you see all these things happening. I mean, all these things are happening, and everybody's getting these messages, you know, that he's coming. I mean, I was telling them to. There's one called her. The name is Lively, and she. This was January 14th, and it says a word. Hear the word of the Lord. I am coming, and you got to hear this message. I mean, he's on his way. And not to worry and not to fret and to be at peace. I mean, I just was, you know, singing in my heart listening to this. And it's one of those things I just happened to find on the computer. You know, God just puts stuff in your face, you know. You're not even looking for it, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful word. You guys have got to listen to it. I mean, I could tell you exactly what she's saying, you know, but it might take a little bit of time. But it's one of the most powerful confirmations I've ever heard. And boy, is he serious. Wow. Wow, yeah.
Amen.
So if you want to put that on. I mean, I can put, you know, but I guess you could put it on yourself. I mean, I can put it on and tell you exactly what he's saying because it's like, wow, but that's up to you guys, you know. That's up to you guys.
Thank
but,
you.
No, I really want
to. Yeah.
Hold on. Go ahead, young lady.
Oh, no, I just said thank you, Pat.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. But if you want to put it on, it's called Lively, Lively, I guess, .com, and it says a word, and it's got the two dots, and then hear the word of the Lord with an exclamation point, and I am coming with two exclamation points. And this is in January 14th. So, and here we are, you know, February 17th. And to hear this message, it's like, whoa, get ready. I mean, like, whoa. It shook me up when I heard it because he spoke with such authority to her, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not fooling around.
Amen.
I mean, he's coming. Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage everybody to call in and share a story. I think there's people. And the thing that we talked about, you know, we've been doing this game of, not game, but the
telephone
thing where we talk about, you know, and share each other's stuff. I do, guys, if you're getting words, we can do it right now for the whole bride. And I haven't seen anybody pop anything in. If it's not something we're wanting to do tonight, that's fine. But I know I was really blessed this morning. Sherry was getting a lot of words, and it was a huge blessing. So if you don't want to call in, you know, you can share it over here in chat. We'll read it. If you want to call in, fine. We'll put you in right away. Everybody here is unmuted. So we're all having a good conversation, you know, with everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. But please do call in. I posted the number in chat or share it in there. Eric and Veronica, did you guys have something you wanted to share?
No, we're good.
No.
Love you.
And I see Judy decided to post my cell phone number in chat telling everybody that's the number to hear demons. Uh-huh. Thank you very much, Judy. Does everybody, would everybody like Judy's home phone number? Would everybody like
Judy's
home phone number?
Oh, I would love her phone number.
Dude, Jason, man, mine's been out for like a month, okay? Come on.
I put flyers around my town with his number now.
Oh, that's all right. I talk a lot during the day. Today I talked a bunch, even after the show. I talked to Dustin for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I talked to Judy for a little bit. I even got to talk to Luco for a little while.
Yeah.
So it's just been a day of blessings. Judy had to hear me go, I don't know what to do with all the things the Lord's saying about what we're going to do. And
that is true. It's true.
I know. It's just hard to put together.
You've got to read Aaron's dreams. I'm telling you guys, read The Sparrow's Bone, Aaron's Dream. I know I sound like a broken record, but you will just be blown away by the description of heaven that she gives, and that everything is that's here is expounded up there. You know, it's just incredible. Everything we're saying is absolutely true. You want to go snowboarding, you're going to go snowboarding. You want to go sailing or be on the beach, or you want to go to a restaurant, or you want to go dancing, or you want to ride a horse, it's there. It's there. Anything on earth that was of, you know, of good nature, let's put it that way, it's up there. You can do it. You're never going to be bored. There's people that you can, that you'll be speaking to. There's like people that you will be telling your life to and stuff, and you're going to have audiences to listen to you, okay? And it's like, you know,
amen.
It's everything's up there. You got to read the description she gives. It's so touching and so beautiful. And he has
to. Amen. Sherry's
asking. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Sherry's asking me if I'd asked confirmed things from this morning. What I had asked is when what's her name? It's not what's her name. She has a name. Raina. Sure, her dream. Sorry, Raina. I have
such a pretty name.
You know, I'd asked the Lord because it's something about the translation thing didn't really sit right with me. And so, you know, he clearly told me that, yes, we don't understand the translation, meaning we won't walk around and share to our families, but the bride will be going first. Or not the bride, but there's a group of people that are going up and before the rapture, which is just, for me, that's, again, it's a very tough thing to hear when you're humble and you know you don't deserve it.
He knows your heart, though.
Yeah, he confirmed that we are going up that way. And
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
Everything you've he confirmed all your words to me this morning, though, as far as Sherry had said that we're all going up as a group and we're bound together for something under his purpose. And so all that's been confirmed. And it's been confirmed through other people as well.
Super.
Apparently Zach's trying to call in now, and I don't see his number. Oh, there it is. Zach's got a word.
Okay.
Hello, Zachary.
Hello? Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Zach.
I was just sitting here. When you said, hey, everybody has a word for the bride, Jesus was like, hey, Zach, call on, I want to share something.
Ooh.
Like, amen.
Okay.
Ooh.
So, yeah, and my heart's beating really fast, and it's the Holy Spirit and wants to speak really bad, so. All right, Jesus, what do you want to say?
Ooh.
Let him speak.
What more shall I say? You all are beautiful. You all are mine. How much more time is left, Father? I think he's speaking to the Father right now. How much more time should I get them? I'm ready. They're ready. Let me go get them. Let me go, Father. The Father said, please, and Son, in due time. Jesus says, Father, look at them. They yearn me. They seek me. They call on me and they worship me. My heart yearns for them. My heart yearns so badly. The Father said, I have a perfect plan. Son, tell them that this is my will. They are coming home. They will be here very soon. But the time is now. This is going to be a grand celebration. Son, I have asked you to answer your prayer. Zach, you did pray for a greater celebration than there was before. You saw my sorrow. And you saw that I did not want to judge these people. And in doing so, you prayed that the celebration for me would be greater. For my pleasure. And I have answered this prayer. I have made the celebration far greater than what it was. Thank you, Son, for praying for this. I appreciate your heart. as well as all the hearts here. Every one of you has a place already here. I have prepared it. Oh, wait until you come and see. Your hearts will explode with joy. You all have a great position. My hierarchy is more than you think. Thank you, Sam, for relaying this message. I speak through you as you speak to me. Thank you for being an open vessel for me. I appreciate it. Thank you, Brad, for looking for me consistently. I always love the sound of your prayers. They smell gentle and sweet. They make me smile. If you only saw the darkness I see, it is grieving, my child. It is. But you all strengthen me. The light excels the darkness. Continue to be the light, children, and shine brightly. Walk in this love always. Continue to yearn for me. Your husband comes. These happenings were true. I am coming, my son. Do not look left or right. Continue straight ahead. I will bring you all home.
Amen.
It is time. It is time. Believe it is time. Faith is all I am. Grace I pour in abundance. My mercy has no end. Listen for the wind, for it speaks to you. This is my spirit, and it is great. All things will come into fruition soon. Continue to bear good fruit. Continue to walk in faith and not by sight. I love you all so much. This is my will being done. It shall be done. For no one stands against me. Who stands beside me? No one. I allow for any authority to come to me. I am the I Am. Beginning and end. Alpha and Omega. And I think that's it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks,
Zach. Praise God.
No problem.
Beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart.
All glory to God.
Praise to God.
Does it sound like somebody snoring or something in the background here?
I was just saying.
What is that sound?
Trying to figure out which one it is because everybody's off mute.
Is it me?
I don't know.
It's just I'm having to click through different people.
Okay, hold on. What
it's
if
not
I'm
me.
You?
I'm
hold
mute.
On. Let me.
Yep, it was Veronica. I think Eric's sleeping in the background. It was a wonderful word, Zach.
No problem.
It just, you know, it kind of makes it sound like he's still debating with the Father, and I feel like we got the words that he was done asking.
I feel like when he said, okay, you can go get them, he was like, all right, I'm going. But, like, there's the okay to come get us doesn't mean, like, okay, the okay is, like, what I'm understanding it is, like, when he says, Father, let me go get them. He's like, he gave the okay, but it's like God has a perfect timing for everything. It has to be perfect. He did give us the okay to come get us, but it's like, boy, I'm trying to understand the same thing.
No, because he confirmed to me, too, because I'd asked him if he'd won the argument, and he said, I'm coming to get you. You know, you don't recognize the argument, and he just said, yeah, I'm coming to get you. And
he told me he specifically won the argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just a little confused by this one.
I think it's because, like, we see that, okay, when he told us he's coming to get us, we thought, like, now. And he sees that, and he's like, let me go get them at there now, is what I'm trying to understand. See what I'm saying? Like, his now is now, but if he were to get our now, he would have got us already. What I'm trying to understand is that he's probably saying like this is, let me go get them on there now. Time in heaven is different from time down here, yeah. So what I'm trying to see is like, when he's still, or maybe he was, I'm trying to see if he was just showing us that this is what he said to the Father. Because I've had that before, too. He's talked to me before on how he advocated for my soul to be saved. And when he told me that, when he replayed that whole situation, it wasn't at that point where he said, I mean, where my soul was saved. But he was replaying a scenario with him, the Father, as he was advocating for my soul to be saved. Maybe he's doing kind of like a back in the past kind of thing, saying like, okay, this is what we argue about. I don't know. But yeah.
It's
either way,
Judy's getting the word. Yeah, Judy's getting the word saying that John, that God told John it is today, is in our time.
Oh, cool.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think that, you know, honestly, what I was thinking about through it, because I was kind of like, oh, seriously? And then I kind of got it as like, it's he wants it to be a surprise. And it still could be just that. You know, it's not for us, like Zach said in the message from there, you know, we don't look left or right or anything like that. But, you know, the things he does are never for purposes I think we can ever understand right away.
Okay, Jesus has told me, he says that you're on point, very close to what you thought it was in the past. This wasn't now. So I was close to my conclusion.
that works.
I'm always close. I'm never on point. I'm never, like, perfectly yes. I was like, oh, you're close.
Can you clarify that there? He was saying you were what now, and what was your point?
You know when I said that he was pretty much giving us what he said in the past, saying, like, this is my argument with the Father? He said I was very close on what I concluded, saying that that was in the past. So.
Basically him showing that he's been pleading with the Father to come get us.
Yeah, he was just like replaying the scenario, saying, okay, this is what happened.
Cool.
He does that a lot to me. It's pretty cool.
Yep, Judy's got a good point. Don't overthink it. Use faith.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I think we need to pray.
Are we going to do more telephone for the bride, or are we done with that?
Are you wanting to do it?
Well, I was just wondering if, like, everybody was going to do it, because I know Zach did it. I was just wondering if, like, any other people wanted to do it.
I put on my heart today, just real shortly before the show, that, okay, never mind, don't worry about my stupid story. She wants to play it, too. You know, the one thing I just want to remember is that we do glorify our Lord. You know, it's I love sharing this stuff, and I was extremely blessed. I just want to make sure that we don't kind of lose track of everything sometimes. I mean, I'm not trying to be rain on the party or anything. But looks like Judy's getting ready to call in here.
I'm wondering if I can really quick before she calls in say something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, great. Here is what I am hearing and what Zach said, that the decision has passed from the Father to Jesus. It is Jesus now and his decision and his – that was the core of what I just heard. I just wanted to get that in really fast.
Amen. Does that line up with what you were seeing through it, Zach, too?
Hold on, Jesus is saying something. He said, darling, what she speaks is true.
Amen.
Yeah, I can see that. Awesome. Thank you for clarification. I'm just a student too, man, so.
What? Oh, my God.
The anointing.
There you go. You got wisdom on you. You got your wife.
Okay.
Can you dig how huge this moment is? Do you really feel how huge this is? Because this is enormous. I mean, don't just go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let it sit with that.
My 3-year-old, every time I go and I say to her, coo-doo-doo-doo, she just said, a flying horse outside. And she opened my curtains and she pointed out there, a flying horse. So
wow.
I guess they're probably
wow.
here.
Oh, wow.
So, she just said, a flying horse. I was like, what? She said, a flying horse.
Pegasus. Huh?
And she looked up in the sky and I said, coo-coo-doo-doo.
Oh, boy. Get ready, guys.
Amen. You know, when Zach was giving the message, I was like, my heart was sinking because the Lord's been telling me it's like this. And so I think he's just, I don't understand holy ways. And I've talked about this before. Holy ways and our ways just do not match up. And I'm glad that the rest of it came out because I'm glad that young lady shared that. And then went the Lord confirmed it through Zach with it too, is just saying that. And so, yeah, I'm happy for that. When we're going back to talk about the telephone thing, guys, and Judy said that she wanted to do it, and then she's just, the Lord told her no. The Lord put it on me that, on here about glorifying him tonight, but still think that it means about the bride. And so, Luco, if you wanted to do this, I think Judy's going to share. Can we all do it, except we're going to do it with basically the whole bride?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Not anybody specifically, like telephone for like the whole bride.
Amen. So, Judy, are you going to call in on that one? Maybe. She's been busy trolling tonight, guys. Her hands are probably tired from typing negativity into our chat room. Maybe if she calls in, she's going to be Dawn and just rub us all the wrong way. Stacy says we're going home. But are you getting, so if anybody has a word to share while we're waiting on the nightly troll here to call in, by all means, go ahead and start being quiet. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Judy. Luco's getting to work now.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello. I'm gonna write this one out because I feel like it's gonna be deep.
Okay.
Deep Thoughts by Luco.
Love it.
All righty. Jason?
What are you getting there, Donna? Yes, ma'am.
I'm reading the chat room and it makes me laugh.
Are you reading the hieroglyphics there written by somebody that's got the wing ding font going?
I don't see that. I'm just seeing what people are saying. Oh, my goodness. Is Chris on the line?
He is not on the line. Everybody's praying to get a word for the whole bride.
Jesus just told me something.
Oh, go ahead, sweetie.
He just said, this is going to be a grand capture. And I'm going to captivate my whole bride with my mighty hand.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
I like that yeah. Catcher. That's cool.
Yes, I like that. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. I cast me out. Jason?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell everyone they don't have to pray to get a word. God's talking to them all day long. Just hear what he's saying and then say it. I mean, it's not complicated. It's not hard work. It's effortless. God speaks to you all day long, and you can hear him. And if you think you have to, deep meditative state, you're going to stress yourself out. What's your word?
Amen.
Okay. My bride, you have come so far. You haven't given up, and I know you never will. I'm coming, bride, I'm coming. Your faith has rewarded you, and it will continue to do so. I love you, my bride. Come home, bride. Please come home.
Aww.
Amen.
Wonderful.
He's been telling me the come home thing for a couple weeks, and I think it's funny because it's like, yeah, Lord, I need your help.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
He told me right now, Jason, can you hear me okay, sweetie?
Clearly.
Okay. He's telling me that he's telling everyone stuff right now. So everyone that's listening to this radio show, everyone in the chat room, he's speaking to you. And so just have that confidence and believe it. And then just, you know, when you make that choice to believe the voice that you're hearing, you'll hear more. And Luke made that choice a few weeks ago, and now look at Luco. Look at him now.
Yeah.
Just look. All I have to say is look at Luco now, okay?
He's saying, this is Stacy, he said, my children, I have prepared such a beautiful place for you from the beginning of time. Come home, come home, come home.
Only I could jump high enough.
Beautiful.
I love you all.
Beautiful.
Your prayers have been answered. I am on my way.
Yay.
He's telling me he can't wait any longer because he can't contain this fire, this love, this passion. He has to see us face to face. He can no longer contain himself. God of the universe can no longer contain himself. He must see us face to face. This kind of communication is no longer enough for him. He must see us face to face. Yippee!
Wow, that's right. Yippee is right.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I got hammered.
Jesus.
Anyone get hammered? I'm hammered. He also says,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
coming
I
today.
Just, oh.
He's saying, believe I'm coming today, as in your today. Today. He said, he actually said he never meant any other timing. Jason, can you hear me?
Crystal clear.
This
Did
is
I
so funny,
me?
Jason. Because you know how everyone's saying that God's timing is not our timing? God just literally told me as I was talking, he said, my timing has always been your timing. Quit trying to figure me out. Today meant today, and now meant now, and because it doesn't make sense to your and it still means now, and he says, because
it doesn't seem like it, but it still means now. He told us to speak today. I believe the whole planet here, I believe
my whole heart. Yeah, did you hear John? He said, I believe I'm hook, line, and sinker, and I believe it with my whole heart. And he said, if I wake up here tomorrow, I'll believe it today because God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it. You know, I mean, ask a 10-year-old who's been waiting, you know, and he has no, his passion is just as strong as it was the day on November 19th. Do you guys realize that? It's almost been 100 days, and his passion
wow.
and his faith and his belief in God is just as strong, if not stronger.
Wow.
Because what you don't understand is God, every person he's told, it meant his timing. Okay, he wasn't like using some different timing. Why does he speak to us in hieroglyphics? He doesn't do that. God's not messing with us, and he's not playing jokes with us, and he's not, he doesn't, when he tells us it's today, he doesn't mean it's in heaven years or dog years, okay? When he's talking to us, he knows what he, you know, he wants to assume that it means our time because he realizes who he's talking to. Do you guys understand that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does,
Judy. You done, Judy?
It means today.
Sure.
Today means today. If you believe it, you'll be happy. That's all I have to say. If you actually believe that it's today, yeah, I think today is almost the 100th day, isn't it? Is today the 100th day, Tressie? Tressie says happy 100th day.
Wow.
I think the 100th day for little John is November 27th, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, Sherry's saying it is today.
Yeah, it is today. And if you believe that, like a child, and if you believe what you don't quite understand, you will be blessed for it. I guarantee you God will speak to you all day long, like Sherry. He'll touch you. He'll talk to you. If you dare to believe something that doesn't totally make sense, and God told us, he said, you'll understand it all in a blink of an eye, but believe me when I tell you I'm coming today. Literally today. Okay?
You done, Judy? I got to get this out.
Go ahead, Chris.
God is telling me right now, I mean right now, he is saying, my children, you are my chosen one. You are my chosen bride. How dare you think that I don't speak to you? I have spoke to you all along. You're just not listening. I want you to put on the ears that I want you to hear with. I want you to hear me the way I will speak to you forever. The way I will speak to you for eternity, use those ears to hear me now because I have been speaking all along. You are my elect. You are my bride. You're my chosen people. And to doubt
wow.
that I would speak to my bride hurts me. I need you to listen to me. Hear me now. I speak to you all day, every day. I am omnipotent.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That makes me want to have a moment of silence.
Sorry, I had to get that out. That was like...
Beautiful.
We can't hear him, Judy.
Yeah, honey, they can't. You have to get it.
My mom...
I can't hear him, Judy.
Jason? All right, can you
yeah.
hear him now? All right, get
yes.
in here. Get right in there.
We can't hear him, Judy. I'm sorry. I don't think they get phone reception at the 4-foot level. Yeah, we just lost her.
Oh, she'll come back.
Sorry, guys.
Are you getting a word?
To me, that sounded a little bit harsh, but that's what he was telling me.
It's all right, Chris. It's fine. Pat, did you have a word?
Did I watch you? I'm having a hard time hearing some of it. I'm basically just. Just listening, and he always just tells me to trust, just trust, you know, just trust.
Oh,
I don't get dates, I don't get anything, just trust me, because I think he's going to surprise us.
I believe so, too.
You know? Yeah, I think we're just going to be surprised, because we're ready. I mean, how he can surprise us, I don't know, but he's full of surprises. He loves to do that, so... You know, just to get can we hear you, sweetheart?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, I wanted to, I don't know what's wrong with the chat room, but I was trying to write to Blog Talk and everybody wants to know what I was talking about, but I wanted to
say... You've changed your font to Wingdings, because when I copy and paste it like I just did now, it's showing it, so you need to change your font, because you guys were all playing with the games with the fonts and stuff. You've changed it from a known one to, I believe it's Wingdings. Yeah, you've changed it to Wingdings. And so it needs to go back to...
It's on Mars. It's on Mars.
And go back to Ariel.
Oh,
yeah.
It's on Ariel? Oh.
No, you want to be on Ariel.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's ask you that.
Anyways, the word you were saying?
Oh, no. I just want to say thank you to Blog Talk because... what he did for us was so amazing, what God had did for us, because I don't know if Eric told me, well, Blog Talk one day, Eric, he was all like, oh, give me your PayPal and I'll send you some money. And I got off of work and Eric recorded what him and Blog Talk were talking about. And, oh my goodness, it was so amazing. And I wanted to thank you, Blog Talk, because Blog Talk sent us $1,000. So,
wow, amen, Blog.
Wow.
God bless you, Blog.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. God bless, brother.
Such a blessing. Thank you, Blog. That's all I wanted to say. Such a blessing.
Oh, amen, brother.
Amen.
Wow. Judy sucked me for all my money out. She just said, give it all. If I needed to be saved, she said, yeah, I had to give it all to her. So,
was it all the pizza?
Yeah, it was bad. It's bad.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Elvin's with us now.
God bless you. Memorize the number, huh?
Oh, I'm stalking you now, brother. It's that beautiful head of hair.
Oh, I'm a, that's why I that's why I'm always having. That's why I always put hats on in my videos now.
I took down my Zach. I took down my Zach posters. I took down all my Zach posters and replaced them with Elvin posters.
Oh my goodness!
No, that's so special. Oh my God! Zach finished the hair, brother. You gotta let your hair grow. We need an afro.
Gotta get a fro, man. That's it.
Maybe you'll get a couple more hits if you let it grow out. Get a couple more hits if you let it grow out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it'll take.
Zach, if you had an afro, I don't know, but I don't know how to process that.
I don't know how to process. I had a fro when I was a baby, but.
Yeah, Zach, I can't see you in a fro, brother.
Me either.
Hold on just a second, guys. One second. I'm trying to see if I can get Judy back here, so I think she's calling in. And she's calling in from a different number, and I'm trying to figure it out. I think this is it. Is that you, Judy?
Yeah, that's me, Jason. It's me.
All right.
Perfect. Okay.
She went and bought a new phone, I'm assuming. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Veronica?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a lot of noise in the background there, so if you want to talk, just tell me to unmute you in chat, okay?
So, hey, Jason, can you hear me okay, my dear?
Crystal clear, sunshine.
I wanted little Sean was saying something to you guys, and he hardly ever, like, jumps in on the show, so I thought it was important. So do you guys want to hear it?
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, I know, right, because God's really bring me, like, one of these times, I mean, one of these times they're going to be right. The rapture's actually going to happen. So those haters, and they find out it's actually going to happen, boy, is it going to be surprising.
Surprising, there you go.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Pedro's surprising. Hanging there for days when God's telling him, you know, it's now. Now, see, God, like Chris's prophetic word was amazing because, see, God, he's not cruel. Why do you think he would play know, God doesn't play games with us. He wouldn't speak to us in heaven's time when he knows that we're hearing earth time. You know, I mean, God, he told us clearly, you know, he doesn't play games. We understand it all in the blink of an eye. See, he's God, so we don't understand his ways. But he's so sweet to tell us that. He says, you won't understand it all yet. You don't understand it all yet, but your faith pleases me. Your faith
yes.
pleases me.
And it
will understand it all, think of an eye, but for now, just believe. And you see, that's why everyone's trying to figure out, well, is today a literal today, or does today mean next month? No, God told us today means literally today, and every day he's ever given us means that literal day. But he just wants you to believe it by faith. And see, that's what he's going to reward you for. He's going to reward you for, did you believe me when I told you? And you still believe?
Amen.
Are you getting offended? I mean, you know, are you offended at me? Are you offended at my servants that I'm telling, that I'm giving days to? You know, see, God is not so much concerned with the things we're concerned with, but he wants us to stay. And what Chris said, you know, these people that tell me, no, God's not talking to me, they're trying to convince me in my inbox and emails that, you know, that they don't hear him, and I don't want to argue with you. God tells me, so I listen to God, and he's telling me all these people that are saying he doesn't speak to him, he's telling me, well, they're wrong. And I'm like, so they're lying? And he's like, I'm speaking to them. But they don't have any faith to believe me. And so, you know, tune me out. But they think it's their own. See, you're trying to go to God with your own intellect and your own mind. And God's speaking to your spirit. And I'm not.
Amen.
Amen.
Most of the things that God tells you does make sense. Okay, 90% of my communication with God, it all makes perfect sense. Okay, but there's God's free. And so why are you going to doubt him when 10% of it you don't get? So you throw it all out with the bathwater, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater just because you don't understand. You assume it's not God. And that's what God's telling me. He's saying they assume it's not me because they don't understand me. You know, but he told me I do speak. Like Chris's word said, I speak on to where they would understand me. I mean, most of his communication to little John since he fell on him has all made perfect sense, okay? The only thing that hasn't made total sense to us is, you know, that we're still here. But he tells us even if satisfied me. And if his answer to you doesn't satisfy you, then you've got to take that up with God yourself. If you're mad at him, tell him, I'm mad. This sucks. You know, because you can talk to God. When he didn't come the day we thought he was, we were like, what? And he just said, you'll understand it all. And that was all I needed. He goes, your faith pleases me and keep believing me and you'll be rewarded. But he said, but I will come and I am coming and I have never lied to you and I will be here. Literally, he will be here. And one of these days, say today, as God said to say today, is going to be the day. And I think literally 100% believe it's today. So, because that's...
Here's the thing that people don't understand. And, Zach, I'm getting real, real technical and analytical, Judy, as I usually get. But here's what people don't understand. You got to understand, people, that Jesus invented time. He invented today. He invented yesterday. He invented time, period. So although we don't understand what time is by his time, you got to understand when he says today, it's something we don't understand. But just believe what he did, because you got to remember, he invented it. He invented time, so, like, just go with the flow. He's saying it's today. Go with the flow. It's today.
And, you know, the other thing I want to say is that it is literally today, because God would not have me do the things I'm doing. If I needed to support my family, keep my job, and get rid of my car and do all these things, he wouldn't have had me do it, because God's not a moron, and he's not trying to set you up for failure. He knows that you... He knows that you have to pay your rent. He knows that you have to function in this world. See, people think he's just stupid, and that's what makes me upset, because it's like he knows your rent is due. He knows these things. So God told us in 2012 he was coming back soon, but I didn't quit my job. But on November 19th, he said I could, because that's how soon it is, okay? So I quit my job. So all these people that tell me he's coming, I'm like, you guys are crazy, because my God is not stupid, and he's not rude, and he's not mean, and he knows that we have to pay our rent. He knows that I have bills. He knows that, but he's the one that told me to quit working, so he's obviously coming. And I believe it with my whole heart. Am I afraid? No, heck no. I'm not afraid because if God tells me to do something, he's going to pay my bills. And see, the thing is, you guys, people start doubting God because of unbelief. And you know what God calls your unbelief? And sorry, Chris, your word was spot on. It wasn't rude. Chris, that was a good word. He calls your unbelief wicked. If you're in unbelief right now, he calls it wicked. He doesn't call you wicked. He loves you. But you're a wicked, he calls people that are unbelievers wicked servants. You believe me not, so you're wicked. So repent. I had to repent when God first fell on my son. I had to repent. And I said, he called it toxic unbelief. Okay, the Bible calls unbelief wicked, but he told me I had toxic unbelief and to repent. So I did, and I sat on my bed for a half an hour. My son never sees me cry. I'm a laugher, okay? You guys know I laugh. But my son was freaking out because, you know, Dad was right there telling him, it's okay, it's God. I cried for a half an hour. I wailed because God delivered me from toxic unbelief, all right? And because I wasn't about to quit my job because my son's prophesying, saying, God's saying, quit your job. I'm coming now. So I'm only sharing this. You know, am I talking too much, Jake? It's okay?
No, no, go ahead.
No, you're good.
All right, so when God said everything he's saying is, yes, you can quit your job, I cried because it was too good to be true, and I still had unbelief in me, and he said, repent, and I repented. So, you know, if you're trying, okay, here's signs of unbelief, okay? Here are signs. You're analyzing everything. You're trying to figure it out. That's a sign of unbelief, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're miserable or confused or depressed, you're in unbelief because if you abide in the Father's heart, which is full of faith, you will have every fruit of the Spirit following you in your life, which is faith, love, peace, and joy. I'm not kidding you. I have not had a bad day in 5 years. I'm not being phony with you. This gospel is true, and it really works, and it's literal. I literally do not have days. It's because I don't live in unbelief. Now, see, the thing is, when God wanted to deliver me from toxic belief, that was a different thing. What that was he wanted to deliver me from not believing my own kid. Even though I did, it was hard to wrap my mind around what my own son was telling me with tears in his eyes. He's sitting there telling me with Dad right there, and Dad's crying, and he's saying, Mom, God's saying, quit your job, stop everything, stop, he's coming. So suddenly I was faced with, am I going to do this or what? And so God was like, believe it. So I did, and I repented. And then, see, I was a little bit afraid. For like half an hour, I was kind of afraid. I was like, I can't do that. And then God told me, I was looking in the mirror when he said it. I was plucking my eyebrows. I'll never forget it. And this is why I always tell everyone, I was plucking my eyebrows while my son and Dad were in the room. And, you know, my son was, when God first fell on him, he was on fire. He wasn't eating, and he was a hardcore preacher. And I think you guys remember those hardcore preacher days back in the Judy Smith channel where he was hardcore preaching, you know?
My eardrums.
See, he had to deliver me from that unbelief. And it took a half an hour, and he showed me the angel that came and took him, and he bottled him up, and the angel had glasses on, gloves. He was like a hazmat angel because he couldn't touch this toxic substance, and he had to bring it to the Father for me, but the angel had to put it in this vial. And he had gloves on, the angel did, because this is the most toxic substance, he said, to the kingdom. But every tear that you cry goes to the Lord, you guys. He bottles them. So this angel had to deliver it.
That's true.
I was taking it. I was laughing because I'm like, you guys, there's this angel. Anyway, he was the funniest looking thing. It was a vision. And what he was he had gloves on and he had scrubs on. He looked just like a nurse, you know. But it was a really important job, and he had to deliver those tears to the Father. But see, that toxic substance could not go to heaven, so it was in toxic. But I was being delivered of, because God was calling me to a new level of belief, where he was calling me to quit my job and get rid of everything I have, and I wasn't about to not do it, but it just freaked me out. So if you want to abide in faith, love, and joy, abide in belief, believe your Dad, and believe that he's talking to you, and that the voices in your head are really him, and quit thinking talk like that. You have God. God talks to your life. So that's all I
beauty.
And you know, when he says it's today, it's literally today. He knows who he's talking to. He knows us. Why would he be rude? Why would he be like, today, if it's really in 10 years? Because, you know, I mean, why? God doesn't
do that.
No, he's not trying to get us to figure out a big riddle. All right? God's literally coming to snatch his bride, and he had a bunch of people quit their jobs. And I know he's coming for the very fact that he said it, and I believe it, but also he'd be having me go back to work all the joke, or if it was all a big joke in 3 months instead of now. He's not.
Hey, Judy. Thing is that people think that God needs to make sense to us about everything he does. Everything has to make sense. And then when you have that mentality, that God, and that's putting God in the box again, but when you have that mentality, that's when you start, you know, having unbelief. And like when he told Moses, hit a rock and water's going to come out. That's not logical, but it happened.
Right.
How about splitting the sea?
Right, you guys. And if you read your Bible, the whole thing, in there most of his interactions with the people that are in the Bible, 90% of them made sense, okay? But 10% of them made no sense at all, but these people did it anyway, okay? So, you know, God's going to make sense. He's going to talk to you your language. But if you understood everything about him, you would be God, and you're not God. You're his creation, and so he leaves a mystery for us. Respect him for it. Instead of getting mad at him, instead of offended, which I used to do. I've been saved for 7 years. I've been offended at God, and it's kept me from his perfect will in my life. But the last 10 years, I have let him offend me, and I don't question him. And the last 5 years in particular, my walk has been over the charts joyful. Because, see, I know he knows what he's doing. He's super-duper smart. So I'm not worried about a thing. I don't have a ton of money left. I quit my job. And so am I freaking out? People are wondering, your job keeps offering you to come back. Are you going to go? Heck no. I asked God, do I have to go? He said, no, you can if you want, but you don't have to. See, God is super sweet. And, you know, if I didn't have great faith, I'd go back. But I have enough faith to believe that I can not work, you know, because God said, no, you don't have to. Now, obviously, God never told me that. So he's coming, you guys, all right? He's coming.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Hello? Am I on here?
Hey, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sweetie.
Oh, no, it's Christine from Atlanta. Judy, I love that. I just have to tell you, this makes no sense, but I had to call in because for the bride, I feel like Zach, like my heart is beating so much because I feel like he's saying, my love is so immense. My love is so fierce. My love knows no bounds. And if I am coming for you because the love that he has and the outpouring that he has, he told me our earthly vessels cannot contain it anymore.
Yes.
And I know that I don't have an explanation, but I heard that. He's like, our earthly vessels cannot contain all that he has. This, like, He's going to bring us into another, you know, into a place with him.
Well, guess what, sister? I love to hear that. I love to hear that we can't contain it because that means he's coming soon.
Yes.
That's spot right there. If Jason's hearing this word from Christine, Jason and I were just talking about this. Jason, are you hearing this word? Sometimes Jason leaves. I guess he left. But Christine, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Christine. Jason and I were just talking, and this is amazing that you have this word, and I want you to say it again because it's so powerful. But it was exactly, I want you to repeat yourself, and then I just want to tell you before you do real quick. Jason and I were on the phone earlier, and we were both talking about it. He has to come because Jason can't contain all that God's doing. It's like he can't function anymore. And I said, yeah, Jason, me too. I can almost not do what I need to do just to function here. But it's him doing it. See, I'm not in a bad state. I'm thrilled. I'm, like, so overcome with who he is that I and we're getting to the point here where I can't contain it anymore. And so we have to come and fire our bodies and take us so that we can contain all the love he wants to pour in us. You know what I mean?
Wow. I mean, honestly, like, I hear him say things, but when you guys were, when it was Luco, I guess, you were starting to talk about just hearing from God, let me tell you something. I didn't have to pray about it or anything. It was like my whole body, it's like I almost tapped into what he's talking about. like that fire and that passion. And I was like, I will hang on the line as long as I need to, because it's like,
he
said that just very clear. It was almost audible. Like, I can't pour out all that I even want to pour out, because your earthly vessels will not contain.
That's like when he was giving me that word, I actually paused for a second and had to stop and say, Lord, can I reword that a little bit? Do you want me to say, how dare you not listen to me? You know, and I was like, Lord, do you really? Can I make that sound nicer, more gentle? And he said, no, that's what I told you to say. Say it. And I'm like, all right.
Wow.
Yeah,
no, right, you know, I had a dream. I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you, I had a dream I called in like last week to talk about, and it's making sense now, because he was showing me himself as the consuming fire, jealous for us, our protector, just his, you know, all of who he is. And it was like, unless he took us under his wing, unless he took us in, like, out of this place and everything, you know, we would not be able to withstand it. And it's like today he gave me like the continuation of that he showed me, that roaring lion of just fierce love. That, I mean, I can't even really put it into words what I was feeling, but I'm literally like, my heart was beating in my throat, and he was like, you know, do you feel that? Like, you, that isn't even like a piece of, you know, of what my outpouring, what I want to bring. And so I'm already, he is giving us the outpouring, but it's like our vessels is just, it's not going to be able to,
right.
it can't be any longer.
Understood. Wow.
I mean, this is amazing, this word. Okay, could you please say your word again, and then Chris, can you repeat the word that God gave you earlier? Can you both repeat the words again? Can you start first, Christine?
Sure. Mine was just, my love is fierce. My love is immense. My love knows no bounds. And there has been an outpouring, but if your earthly vessels will not be able to contain all that I am. And so I must take you unto myself, because you cannot stay in the state that you are to receive all that I'm bringing. Basically.
Mm. Wow.
Feel that.
It was like we would like burn up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We would not. I physically, and I know that's only something I can relay, but I physically like was feeling like just,
yes,
boom, boom, like my physiological state, you know, tapped into like what he was talking about. You know, we would explode. And so it's like he can't. He wants to give that, but it's almost like he's holding back for just a moment longer, because we can't withstand that. But he's bringing it, because it's gotten to that point where, like you said, Judy, like, I'm like that too. I mean, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, a mother, a homemaker, you know, and I'm like, I'm doing one thing, like going to the coffee pot, okay, pour coffee, like, I'm not even here, like, I have to like cognitively think now, like, what are you doing? Because I'm like living already in like the third heaven. I'm just like, okay,
right.
Come down and do the like menial task, you know, that, I mean, I know are important to the kingdom, but you know what I'm saying, like, I'm so far removed from just, you know.
That's so true. I almost caught my, I caught my kitchen on fire today. My stove. Cooking. Seriously. Actually, I was on the phone with her, and I was, like, screaming. Fire was on. I couldn't do anything.
I drop things. I'm dropping stuff. I'm just dropping stuff, and I'm like, what's the matter with me? You know, like, I'm not tuned in. I'm, like, somewhere else. I love it. You know, but it's affecting our life. Yeah, because we're desperate to go.
That's perfect timing. You called me earlier with the same condition. You know, I mean, we can't contain it. And
can't.
I don't know.
Wow. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, but voice in the background. You know.
Sorry, I'm turning it down. I just found, like, this really amazing singer that I've never heard of before, Tahila and Yitzhak Sadehu. I just posted on Jesus Coming Soon 11 channel, and one of the songs is actually in Hebrew, but the music is just amazing. It's just,
hey Chris,
I mean, it's really soul music.
Can you give us the word?
Sorry, I'll turn it down. But anyway, the word that I got was sorry. I mean, you'd be better off to rewind it because I really don't remember exactly how it went because it was really the Lord speaking, not me. But it was basically just, I think part of it was for me because some of it, I still have doubts now and again. Is that you, Lord, speaking to me? Is that you, Lord, speaking to me? But he was telling me that there's, you know, how dare that we are the chosen, we are his elect. And there are those among us that are not listening to his voice, that he's speaking to us all day, every day, and he has spoken to us all along, and we aren't listening, and we're not putting on the words he gave me with the ears of the Spirit to hear him and to hear what he's saying to us and to actually understand it. And that he's been, what I got was, how dare you not listen to what I'm saying to you when you are my chosen people? You're my bride. I've chosen you to be my elect, and you're not listening to me. I mean, he sounded commanding, you know. It wasn't, you know, maybe that's why we were doing the troll thing earlier, Judy. Because he was about to get a little commanding with us, and he was preparing us for it.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Christine.
Yes?
Tell us more. I feel like God's saying there's more. And if we find, I think Leah wants to share too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, when, like I said, when I received that word, it was like, I called in immediately, but his outpouring, his love, I feel like his love is, he's allowing people, and the only word that keeps coming to me is, like, tangible, like it's so intense, and it's so, these words, like, I guess just the passion that, you know, everyone's feeling, and even the love for, tapping into Jesus's sadness for everybody and everything like that. I mean, I have mercy for people that, like, I mean, I thought I had mercy and compassion for them before, but he's brought me to a whole new level. And I don't know if you all have felt that too, but, like, the mercy and compassion outpouring is the only thing I can think of is the word tangible, like I said. And I really tapped into the heartbeat of God in that moment when he was just like, my love, I mean, we see in part and we know in part, and he's just like, you are getting ready to be pretty much like a waterfall, you know, just completely drowned in my love. And if that, you know, if that was really released the way that God, I felt like the way that I feel like God was felt is that he is holding back, but it's like the hardest thing right now. You know what I mean? But it's actually a protection for us because in that moment he's going to take us and we'll be transformed, we'll be changed to where we can receive the fullness of that. But right now, you know, his protection for us where he's like, it's like he's still giving an outpouring, but it is not near what he's about to unleash. And that's what I feel. I hope I did a great job, you know, communicating that, but it's more of like a feeling than actual words. The words were definitely that the earthly vessels cannot contain the love that I, that what I'm about to bring. And that's where I know it's today. Like I say it's today because I'm like, I agree with you, Judy. I cannot function on a normal, what people say is a normal level anymore. And it's like, how long can someone go on like that, you know? that's what I got in that moment when I called
it. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. It was gorgeous.
Amen. And you made us have this.
Yeah.
And so, as he gave us this condition, he's going to come and be the solution to that condition.
Amen. Amen. That's the thing. It's like, that's what I feel like. He's brought us to that point, but he's not going to leave us here. He's saying, okay, I'm ramping up. Like this, like I'm ramping up, like, you know, ramping, like a motorcycle, like revving, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's about to take off and we're about to, we're about to take off with him, and that's the word.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
The motor's running, and he's going to put it in gear.
That's right. And then, does Leah, are you on the line? Did you want to say something? She's in chat, and she's crying right now because I think she has to say it, Leah.
Go ahead, Leah.
Okay, I'm better. I need a minute because that was just, that was intense.
Wow.
That's how I felt.
Okay. So, you were talking, and then, I had a bunch of words that popped in my head when you started playing the game, but I was in a different room, and I wasn't able to, I wasn't in front of the computer, and I didn't have anything to write with, and so I was like, all right, well, I won't play right now. And then it just kept coming and coming. And then so I was like, okay, I started to write in the chat box and then I didn't have enough room. And then I was like, okay, looking for something. And then it wasn't working on the computer. And then he was like, get a piece of paper. And so I got a piece of paper to write down what I was hearing, which is, it's okay. I'm sorry. I'm just, it's hard for me. I don't want to start crying again. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
So it says this. It says, my beautiful bride, you have made yourself ready. My bride, spotless and clean, I will adorn her with jewels of righteousness. I cannot wait to take you. I cannot wait to be with you. I love you, and I have waited lifetimes for you. I yearn to be with you. You complete my love. Know that you are strong and powerful, and each one of you is special and has a special place in my heart and in my kingdom. I am your God, your King, and your bridegroom forevermore. Listen to my words and let them sustain you in this time of need. Let it build you up, and do not forget that I am coming now, no longer at the door, but coming inside.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Amen.
Beautiful,
amen.
Honey. Thank you, sweetie.
You know, Leah, that's beautiful. I feel like words that are being spoken tonight, it's like you have to have a moment of silence, you know? They're so
beautiful.
Oh,
wow.
And to think, I was just, I was just talking to Jason earlier, and Jason felt it too, this just whole drain. I'm like, Lord, when you move through us like that, it really drains me. I need to breathe. And this has been like 3 days in a row. And what I'm getting is suck it up because I need to get this out before I get there. So, amen. Just
amen.
Guys,
Rusty, he's made a video. I recommend everyone. It's called What Is Love, and he's using a Beatles song. And it's a really cool video.
Who is it?
Pressy Trustmark. I posted it to my life.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey, guys.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I think Jason left.
Yeah, we hear you, Tracy.
Yeah. I cannot talk very much because it's 2:38 a.m. here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it's crazy that everybody's talking about love now because I felt it in my heart to make that video today. So it's
beautiful.
All about love. It's for the LBs. You will be amazed. I analyze that text that
Betsy, can you turn
Beatles
down
song.
Radio or something, Tress?
Spoke again. And then he spoke a short time, and the very same thing happened. A chorus of people.
I don't know. Someone had to.
And this is the entire
word. I turned my music off.
A word from Jesus.
If you'll leave it off.
It's not me.
Someone snoring?
Sounds like a story.
Hey, Fred.
Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
hard to hear.
Yeah. Oh, Jason can't mute one when he goes away. We have things interfering. I don't know if we just.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might just. Talking.
Does anyone know who it is?
Breaking up, sweetie.
I'm just going to hang it.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear. Hello?
Hello?
I'm still
Everybody
here.
Everybody gone?
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
I'm still
here.
Here.
Well, that's love.
Who you want to call?
God, if you can put on the one called Lively and sort of hear the word of the Lord, I'm coming. It's very powerful. It's just incredible. And it goes right with all the confirmations that we're all getting. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's like I'm seeing all the elements. Like, I don't know, I just keep having visions of, like, rushing waterfall, wind, and fire. Like, I just, like, all the ways that you can be, I guess, consumed.
Mm. Yeah.
He's coming at all sides.
Thousands of people are getting this, so how is he not coming? Of course he's coming. Like, we have to believe he is. Definitely believe he is. I had something go through me, and it was like you were saying, people are listening to different voices, like all the YouTube stuff and everything, and he says, and people are getting confused a little bit with everything, because some say pre-trib and post-trib, and everybody else who believes, you know, like we do, is they're wrong, and if people have that, they're going to, in their subconscious, they're going to have all this doubting. He says, if you want to know, just ask me, like he's been revealing tonight, you know, like, you know, don't listen to all the negatives, just, you know, listen to him. And he's not going to give dates and stuff in time, but he's going to say trust. And, you know, and if he says he's coming, you know, and we just have to believe and learn to listen to him in our hearts. You know, we have to learn to listen.
I missed you guys so much.
Oh, hi, honey.
Jason!
Oh, Christine's
here. He's back! Hey!
Oh, boy, the Lord's pouring it out on us tonight, isn't he?
He sure is.
Yes, yes.
Thank God.
It's almost uncontainable.
True.
Yeah.
It really is.
True.
He's telling me more than I'm comfortable with. And, oh, you know, you get that. He's telling you, guys, I'm telling you, go to, you know, you've all been blessed, and I've missed this whole conversation, so if I'm just totally hijacking the conversation, then I'm very sorry.
No,
am I hijacking the conversation? Okay.
No.
Nope, you're good to go.
I feel so happy when you come back on.
Oh, I had to go to the store. I was out of cigarettes because I'm a dirty smoker.
God loves you anyway. I smoked for a long time.
2 weeks ago.
I did too, and I quit, and then I started again, and then, hold on a second,
no,
this is Judy on FaceTime.
I'll use that FaceTime. Electronic cigarettes, much better for you.
Hold on, guys, let me call you right back, okay? Sorry, buddy, I'll call you right back, brother.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, it was John and Judy on FaceTime.
Right.
I'm going to tell you guys, you know how blessed we got from everybody sharing from this the telephone thing where we share everything?
Amen.
Go to the Lord. Seriously,
Amen.
Go to the Lord.
Yes.
And he'll make it harder. It'll make it harder for you to accept. He just talked to me the whole way back, coming back from the store. And? He'll tell you, I'm not going to tell you what he told me, but it's private and it's not for anybody. Yeah, I can't even hear it, so. But. You know, I was just like, Lord, you know, I actually got shook up from Zach's word. And I know
yeah.
that the deal came across and the lady, I think it was Lana, had said the different perception of it. You know, I was just like, Lord, I don't want to be this weak person that's, you know, waiting for you and feeling sorry for myself that you haven't come yet. You know, just, you know, take that from me and stuff. And then he started telling me how much he loved me. And he told me that he made my heart for his work. And it's why, for his work up there, and it's why I am the way that I am. You know,
yep.
And I know we all get that. I know it seems so simple, guys, but when the Lord tells you something like that, it's like, yeah, he made your heart. Of course that's the way you are. But when you take your own personal experiences with it, your own struggles, your own things that you've been through that we've all talked about and shared, to hear something like that from Jesus is just... It's just over the top.
It is.
And, guys, I'll just tell you, when I was a kid, I used to give my toys away. I'd get in trouble for giving my yearbook away the day we got them because somebody didn't have one. I'd get in trouble by my folks, you know. But then I grew up, and I learned that the world was a terrible place, and so I learned that if you were nice, people took advantage of you, so I became the complete opposite of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me successful in certain areas. It made women attracted to me when I treated them bad. It did a lot of things that was for all the wrong reasons, and I was never happy with it. And so I'm just telling you that because when I'm saying this stuff, like I'm not the person that deserves any of this, I'm telling you that because it's true. You know, I'm not trying to beat myself up or anything like that, but the only way that I can talk about what I talk about is to, again, remain humble with all of you and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I've heard you talk, and it brings the things you've said. I thought, yeah, that's exactly how I feel when I'm connecting, and like the love and how just little questions like the little animals are now to your head and all that, like you said about your dog. I sit there cuddling my little dog, and I can see the love in his eye. It's sort of like... As if I know that connection, how the Lord probably loves me. It's the sort of like just the innocent love, if you like, or I don't know. It's just it's overwhelming, isn't it? It is overwhelming.
It is. You know, I can be driving. And I can see somebody that's holding their brake and their gas on at the same time, so their engine doesn't stall out at a stoplight, and it can almost bring me to tears. You know, when I look at people, I see. The Lord's, I've always seen this as a curse, but I understand it as a blessing now, is I can look at people and I can see their pain. I can see they're broken. I can see their scars, their emotional scars on them. And, you know, it's something that I can't stand and I've tried to ignore before. And, you know, it's hard to look at yourself and see them sometimes too. But I'm grateful for every single one of you guys. I'm glad that we're sharing this together. I'm just so blessed to have you guys in my life and to share all this with. I'm just kind of babbling on.
No, it's good for all of us, though, isn't it? It's good for all of us.
It's good for all of us, indeed.
Hello. Jesse here. I just made a video about what I know about today. You know, it's a video for the brokenhearted left behind. And that's something I know about. It's like this. If someone has had a problem with drugs, they will listen to someone who has been through it. You know?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think...
You can't understand them if you haven't experienced it yourself. So.
The amount of people that are coming back to Christianity, if you like, and the Lord... right now is just huge amounts, and so many people are coming at this from so many different angles. Like you've got people who are reading the Bible and they're being communicated by Jesus too, and it's all going with like through Book of Revelations, if you like, and whatever. It's just from so many angles people are zeroing in to it all going to be happening pretty soon, if you like, and it's just it's crazy. I don't know. I worry about the people of what happens to the people who aren't in the right religion. What happens to them? Are they really doomed? I mean,
no, brother.
No.
That's the way I see it. You know, man, people get on that stuff all the time. And you know what? If I was born over in the Middle East, I'd be a Muslim. You know,
yeah,
I'm not
I mean,
better
I,
than them.
I pray for
you
them.
Know?
Exactly.
Exactly. A lot of them are better Muslims, if you like, than maybe I am a Christian, as in they're more dedicated.
Amen,
to their
brother.
God. And I do pray for them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I know. Yeah. Got to look
I'm
after
not sad,
myself.
You guys. I don't want you to think that. When I get the Holy Spirit on me, it just makes me turn into this just complete weirdo.
It softens you up, though, doesn't it?
And I don't.
It's okay.
Yeah, it softens me up a lot. And
a teddy bear, teddy bear.
Exactly, bro.
It's not far of a change.
It's just, it's so weird. It's just I guarantee you guys, go into prayer and ask the Lord to reveal more to you than what's been shared to you. And he's going to just knock you off your chair. He really is.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I really wish I'd have been a better person. I really wish I'd have came to the Lord a lot sooner in my life. You know, it's no. I know that it was all for his purposes and stuff.
Yeah, you can use it for good
now. Amen. You know, you have to have the bad to really appreciate the good, and look how much more grateful I am for the Lord forgiving as much as he's had to forgive with me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can understand those who are now like you were.
Absolutely. Mm. I don't look at anybody as being below me. That's why I did the deal show the other morning about it. You don't get to hate anybody. You don't get to hate Muslims. You don't get to hate, you know, the Russians. You don't get to hate the Chinese. You don't get to hate anybody. Our job here is to love.
Right.
And
yeah.
I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, guys. I'm actually happy.
No, you're not.
You're not.
You're just sharing. And everyone gleans from whatever anyone shares, because we're in the Lord. And no matter what we share, it's in the Lord, you know. And people can glean from it, can draw from it, can relate
to
it.
If I try to preach to my missus, who's an atheist, I cry.
Oh.
I cannot. I will tell her things that are happening, and I'll try to explain it, and I will just get overwashed with emotion.
Yeah.
And I really can't control it, and I am not a person who cries. You know, I'm not. I'm a normal man, otherwise. But I cry when I try to preach. Yeah, it just washes over me. It's just like, wow. Unbelievable. Wow.
Just pray for her.
You know that it's the Spirit of the Lord that must come into you, and because nothing else affects me on that sort of level, so it's got to be, isn't it? Yeah, maybe
it's like out of nowhere. It's like, boom, you're just hit, and you don't even understand it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's
and
a good
I mean,
thing at the same time.
Oh, yeah, because it gives you a real feeling, doesn't it? I mean, it really...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not going through the words. It's like the emotions there. It's, wow.
Hard to explain.
Yeah, it's so touching. It's so touching. I could never be a priest in a, you know, like a vicar. I'd be just crying all the time.
Not for everybody.
I'd be crying all the time.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Just where you're planted and blooming, let him use you.
Did I miss out on Christine sharing?
Is she there?
Yeah, you're gonna have to rewind it on block. You're gonna have to rewind it on the podcast.
Okay.
Christine?
I think she might have.
Oh.
I can't see.
I think it was Christine that was talking.
Yeah. Oh, that was her when I came back. She was saying hi. I think she dropped in the middle of all that. I can't remember hers easily because she has two different area codes that she calls in from on her home phone or her cell phone.
Right.
I'm here.
Is that Stacy?
Yep, it's me.
I love.
Your kids seeing more horses outside the window?
I sent Eric to bed, so she's going to have to feed in her room in her sleep.
Go wake her up and have her look out the window.
Oh, no.
I'm just teasing. Oh.
Parts of your wings.
These days like this are really neat because we share so much in the morning show, and I get the Spirit on me, and then I share stuff with people that I talk to from the show on my phone, or John and Judy through FaceTime. And
yeah, but you've got to buy an iPad to do that, haven't you?
Well, who cares? We're all leaving.
But then again, you're still an angel.
That's what I'm saying, brother. But I've, you know, it's twice now when I've been talking to John and Judy that I've shared stuff that the Lord shares with me, and John breaks down crying.
Aww.
And it makes me feel so bad, you know, but it's not.
But we know that emotion,
sad,
don't we?
He's excited.
Yeah, we know that emotion.
Yeah.
It's joy, really.
And his is pure, brother, you know, because he's 10. You know, I'm 36. I'm an old man. And
but, yeah, it still makes us
an older lady.
Oh, wow. Powerful. Powerful.
It's neat to experience the Lord through him, because he'll be sitting there and he'll be like, oh, the Lord just showed me that he's wrestling the Hulk Hogan, and, you know, the Lord loves wrestling. It's like the Lord's just all things to all people, and I think it's so beautiful.
I love when he waltzes.
Did Judy go, did she? I can see Judy's still in chat, but not on the line. Yeah, they're still chatting.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, they're still there.
You know, he gets words all throughout the day, but it's really funny because it's always, it's a lot of stuff that just keeps John going throughout the day. That, you know, it's just fun stuff. It's just Jesus playing with him. And it's really neat to know that he's just sitting there playing with a kid all day, you know.
Yesterday when you was doing that phoning thing, you know, when you was doing that phoning thing and it was sort of like think about someone and then say what God tells you. Well, you did, I think it's Tanner Lee, and someone said that God is going to keep her close. Exactly as he said that, I heard exactly the same thing. He's going to keep her close. I was like, wow.
Yes.
I wrote it straight away in chat, but I don't know if it got noticed, but it was exactly as he said it. I just got that exact same thing. He's going to keep her close because he wants her around. He likes her. I got exactly the same thing. That was amazing. That was like, wow.
Isn't that neat when that happens, brother?
That was neat, because it wasn't me thinking of that. It just went bump, and it was in my head. The others weren't really doing it, but that one clicked. It hit me straight away. It was amazing. Yeah.
I can't do it for everybody. I think it's really cool when people that, especially when they don't even know the person, like you just tell them their name, and they can start talking to the Lord. Me, I have to kind of talk to the person a little bit. So, and I probably don't. It's just in my mind. I'm not comfortable doing it, so I'm not as open. But some people, the Lord will just pour it out when it comes up with certain people. And like how much the Lord loves Pat.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I'll wear the apron, and I'll be waiting and serving on y'all. Don't worry. That's what I want to do. I want to wear the apron and just be the servant, you know, then I'll be happy. Take care of
my babies. I'm so glad I don't have to get involved in the holy war, though. I mean, if I can be just a tour guide in heaven, that is my job. That's perfect for me. I prayed for that job. I really prayed for that
poor
job.
Poor Jason.
I just can't be mean to people. I can't say, no, you didn't make it. I couldn't do that.
No way. Not me either, brother.
No, exactly. It's going to be hard. I just couldn't put myself
up. The Lord
kind of
showed me about it because, you know, he told me about my military stuff that I was supposed to do. And he had told me before, and I asked if I was part of the 144,000. He's like, no, you're coming home to be with me. You're coming up here to stay with me. And I was like, that's cool. But then he told me here the other day that I'm supposed to be in his military.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Lord, I don't.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to judge, do you? That's the thing. You don't want to judge, but I'm sure the Lord won't make us do the judging, even if we
invite.
He
wants you close, Jason. He wants you right by his side.
No. Well, he told me what it is.
Yes.
It's not the kind of war that we know, guys. It's not that.
I know.
When we come down here to fight the enemy, there's going to be people down here that need to be saved. And we're coming here to fight the enemy and basically to save them all at the same time.
Didn't somebody else have a vision like that? I don't know, it was Luco or one of the others, where they were down here and they were just saving people. They were just defending them. They were fighting, shooting off something or whatever. I don't know. They were talking about when they would come back.
Luco had
to come. Yeah.
That was me, sister.
Luco had it.
Okay.
Where he was.
Yeah.
What's that? What'd you say, Alvin?
I said that was me when I was down here teleporting and helping people out as the meteors were coming down and stuff.
Yes. There you go.
Amen. There you go. Luca was telling me that he...
So I was so excited
Luca
about...
Was telling...
Go on.
Sorry, brother. All right. Luca was telling me that he was down here with 144,000, and he said it was like a scene from, I don't watch this stuff, but it's Lord of the Rings. He said that a whole bunch of horses were heading towards another set of horses, and he said, and then out of the clouds, he saw me and Jesus coming down together on a white horse.
Yes, that's the vision I had of you on a white horse.
Yeah,
and you were
with I'm
the
like,
Lord.
That's
you
cool.
Were...
We all at the last second, we all come down here to try to save all the rest of the people that are on the wrong side. And And Gary,
the enemy knows
brother?
He's already lost.
His mercy through all that is crazy. He's still coming back to try to save him.
And
that's what I'm saying, man. Are you Gary?
Yeah, I'm Gary. Yeah, mate.
Hi, Gary.
Okay, just making sure.
Hello. Yeah. I think in chat I'll be called Achilles or something like that. Because that's, I don't know, a gaming name I used. It's online gaming.
So. Yeah, you're Achilles 5?
Yeah, that's it. It's from, PC gaming.
I hear you. I used to be a PC gamer myself. You can ask my wife.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like these last things, all this stuff that's coming out right now are the blessings. And, you know, Sherry had the dream showing that the Lord, that the last thing to be done was the blessings. And so I'm grateful to be in this final stretch with you guys.
Yeah. Final stretch is right. Amen. Nice blessing. And it's a little overwhelming to us, but he knows our hearts.
I made my blessing video.
I do have to step away, guys. I love you guys, but I'll keep this deal going. You guys talk as long as until it cuts you off. But I do love you guys, and I'll probably see some of you in the morning.
We love you, too.
Yeah,
yes,
we'll
you will.
Right.
Yes, you will.
Maybe that's what that blessing was all about. He wants everybody to make a blessing video. For the LBs, you know.
When we're raptured, there'll be a lot of stuff left for them to give them instruction, including all these radio programs and archives or whatever to just give them hope and teach them how to love, you know, and to have faith and come.
Gary,
did
he hear you?
Hello. Hello.
This is Rena. Gary, did he hear you?
Do what? What?
I said, Judy, there you on the chat room. Did you see that?
I am reading the chat room as well, but it goes so fast, and then I was chatting and thinking about what I was chatting about, really. So I missed it, maybe. Judy, can't she phone us up or not? No? Can she not join again?
One second. I'm going to ask
Judy,
her to start
Gary,
over.
Miss Adair. Yeah.
Hey, Judy is stalking you.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. She can come around, stay the weekend. Enjoy. My wife won't. She won't mind. And I've got a 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, my.
And a 23-year-old daughter and a 21-year-old son.
And you have you're like me. I had a child at 42.
Yeah, I was
15 years younger than the others.
About 30, I think, last one. Something like that.
Are we still on live, guys?
Not live. I think we're in the archives.
We're in the podcast.
Not the archive, the
what
podcast.
What was the dare? What was the dare? Say it again slowly. That microphone wasn't... It was distorting. Because I'm reading in chat, they're saying Rainer asked Gary about the dare. He didn't answer. Gary didn't understand it. What was the dare? Can you see
I got booted from the chat. I can't. My computer froze up. I can't get back into it now.
Oh,
I am asking about.
Yeah, Chris's laptop doesn't work in the tub.
Amen.
I didn't see the
bear. We'll have to send some rubber duckies.
Go get back in the bathtub and shampoo your hair now.
What?
Get in the shower and do your hair now.
What?
Your underwear color.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Who's yelling?
My underwear color. They want to know my underwear color. And I get $100. If it's $100 worth of pizzas, I'll have
one. Can you read it, Gary? Can you read it? In pink.
Yeah, yeah. I've got black boxes on.
Hello, sweetie.
They're black.
Watch me.
Wash your hair now.
Yeah, yeah, I've got black underwear on, if that helps.
Can you mute it?
And black socks.
What?
Black socks and black boxers.
Oh.
What colour's your underwear? That's what they are.
Brown.
There we go.
Well, yeah, now I feel left out. I'm missing all the underwear talk and chat.
Yeah, yeah, well, we're going to all be in white, though, in heaven.
Everybody's drunk in the spirit.
Oh, boy. Just wiped out, I'm telling you. How can I keep quiet and listen to that?
I can't do
that. What color is your hair? I'll do that on a radio show.
Hey, family, I'm a good going, all right?
I'm new to these radio shows, you know.
Listen, I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to be on tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll probably
be on tomorrow. I love you guys. I love you so much.
Don't make any plans. God,
yeah, I know,
God
exactly.
You.
Thank you. Don't make any plans, right?
Yeah, because we go tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus, come fetch us.
I might
see
you. Bye.
Well, maybe we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, God willing.
Maybe
yeah.
We'll see you tonight up there. Or wherever it is, you know, your time zone.
See you in the sky.
Yeah.
See you in the sky.
In the sky. How exciting. Okay, hang in there. Lots of love,
yeah.
And we'll be talking wherever it is. Okay,
right
guys.
Where we are.
Later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Au revoir. Bye-bye.
Crazy. Yeah.
How much time is it left there?
I don't know. I've never phoned in before, and now I'm the host.
Yeah.
Maybe I should put some music on. What? Or shall I tell you about when I was praying and I did think I heard Jesus? That was quite mad.
Yeah.
It's 100% true. Whether I was being mental in the head or it was true, I think it was true. Right. What I did is I really, really prayed, and I'd been hearing a lot of people saying about how that you can do it, right? So I really, really concentrated and really, really sort of like went into the zone, and I'd been praying for quite a little while, and I was really praying hard, and then I kept repeating that is my Lord and Saviour, that Jesus is my Lord and Saviour, and then I believe he started speaking to me, and what did he say? He told me, that was it, he told me that I had to remember always that he is my Lord and Saviour, and my only way to heaven, and he kept repeating that lots, right? Now, me, yeah, I've been a sinner, and yeah, I really do need to remember that Jesus is my only way to heaven, yeah? Because of my sins. Anyway, right, so I said to him, remember saying how scared I was about standing in front of God? And he agreed, saying something like, by the time you stand in front of God, I will have made you clean. And I was like, well, that's a result. And that wasn't something I'd thought of, that was something I felt like he said. So then I said, look, I find it hard to focus on your voice. And he said to me, you could try going somewhere quiet, like a church. And there was almost a little laugh, right? And I did laugh a little bit, right? So I asked about God, am I supposed to speak to God? And he's told me, no, because you're not perfect. He said, but God is happy right now listening to us and watching us together. So I said, what, God is listening now? And he said, yes. I said, but God does speak to some people, doesn't he? And he said, yes. He said, but that's between them and God. And then the rest I don't really remember so much. But yeah, it was really, really, it was saying things to me that I really didn't think I would have thought up, you know? Those wasn't things that I would have thought in my own head. So I do believe
yeah.
he spoke. And he seemed like...
Yeah, that's how you...
Yeah, and he also seemed like he had two voices. One was a bit more like a... quite a straight and maybe a holy type. And the other one was more like he spoke to me every now and again, sort of like, as a real close buddy, sort of like, who was more like me. He had the two ways of speaking to me. And
yeah. I heard two ways too, but it was very different. Because I heard my, you know, I talked to myself in my head, you know. And sometimes it's just me, and sometimes you get this thought that you can, you know that it's not your own thoughts, you know. And that's the Holy Spirit
yeah.
in you. But Jesus himself has walked into my room, and I've heard him. He was right there. He was invisible, but it was like if the invisible man walked in, because I heard his voice. I knew exactly where he was in the room. I talked right to him. It was only for like 3 seconds at a time, but that was Jesus. So that's different for me from the Holy Spirit and Jesus.
it was really cool. I know that. Another time I was watching a YouTube channel, right? And the girl who's got this channel, she asked us to pray for her, right? Now, she does a lot of biblical teaching, if you like. She's working through the Bible, and she's saying that it's all unfolding now. No, right? So she wanted us to pray for her. So, sure enough, I'm praying away, and I cheated it, sort of. I said, could you please, Jesus, get her to say my name in her video? And not the next video, but the next one after that, she held a piece of paper up with the name of the town I was born in. Now, and this is a word she was given by Jesus to use. Okay, this word has got a few meanings, right? But not the next video, but the very next video after. 2 videos later, she holds up a sign with my town of birth on it. I was like, whoa. So, I mean, you can imagine. Slough, S-L-O-U-G-H. That's not a very common word. She never used it again. But, wow, I was asking for confirmation if he could give her a message to say my name, and she turns around and holds a piece of paper up with the town I was born in. That was so wow.
Yeah.
So that won me over quite a bit as well. That really did. That sort of like, wow.
He speaks in many different ways.
Yeah,
I
mean...
I can suddenly just... a song pops into my head. That happened last night. This morning, I mean,
right.
A song popped in my head that was about what we were talking about this morning.
Yeah,
and it's many different ways. He can show me stuff. I can, you know, play Bible roulette and, you know, it speaks to me.
That was another one. I was worrying about whether I could actually make it to heaven. Right? I was so worried about that. You know, I'm like so stupid that I don't know actually my religion says it's by belief alone that gets me there. But I didn't know that. I was stupid, right? I got shown 2 places in the Bible by just like being told to go there. And I saw it in 2 places in the Bible. That was basically saying, as long as I believe, it pretty much it summed it up. It said, as long as I believe that God had sent Jesus, for, you know, so that I could make it to heaven, and if I totally believed that 100% and that I believed it was all about that, I'd be fine. Wow.
Yeah.
He led me to those writings in the Bible. 2 different places that's written. I couldn't find them now. But wow, I don't know my way around the Bible, and yet I was led to them 2 similar meanings in one evening. Wow.
Yeah.
And I needed to find those. I needed to find those because I was sort of like anxious about whether I qualify. You know, I've never been a real bad person, but I mean, I was so beautiful, I was a sinner, you know.
Yeah. Can I ask you how long you've been saved?
Only since just before Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quite new.
Yeah, I'm reasonably new back. Yeah, I mean, I was christened as a Church of England Christian when I was little, but yeah, only recently back. Yeah.
So you were brought up in a Christian home?
Yeah, only sort of. Yeah, but don't forget, I'm Christian English, which is not that holy, really.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm quite new myself. I was saved alone on Easter Eve last year.
Cool.
I don't have any Christian friends. None of my family was Christian. I got saved alone. That was kind of special.
Yeah, it was the internet that got me back. It was the internet, wow. YouTube even got me back to being a Christian. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing all these people, I mean, so many people seem to think that something's happening right now. I mean, from so many different approaches, they can all feel something's about to happen pretty damn soon.
It's
amazing.
All over the globe. Are we the only ones here? Is there anybody here?
I think it's just our radio show now, yeah. you never called in before either, did you?
No, this is my telephone. Second time, yeah. My telephone, no, this is my second time calling in, yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah, and this is my first. And that,
I don't know how, if it's still going.
The chat is still moving around. How many people in chat can hear us? I haven't got a clue. I guess we listen back to the podcast and it sounds funny.
Yeah. So this will just stop when we hang up, I guess.
I'd imagine it does. We've got people just chatting away. Can anyone in the chat still hear us? Are we still on the radio?
No, it's just podcast.
It's a podcast, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just clicked the Skype button up the top and it connected me.
Yeah.
So where are you then? You're Europe, aren't you? Over that way.
Yeah, I'm on Norway. In Norway.
Oslo. All right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's why you're. Yeah. So you're like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you have snow? Do you have snow at the moment?
We had a lot of snow, but it melted again.
I lived in Sweden for a while. That was cool. Yeah, in Sweden. Yeah. It was nice. Gets you out, doesn't it?
That was nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I got told to go to Norway. The girls in Norway are really pretty, they told me.
Yeah.
That's what they told me.
People always love to hear that about other countries.
Yeah, I suppose, isn't it? Hey, this is a Christian show. Let's not chat about that.
We will all be pretty in heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure. I did ask Jesus, I'm not sure about being your wife, Jesus, and he laughed. He said it's more like, just think about it, it's like best buddies then. I'm going, well, I can go with that. And I really felt like I was chatting to be best buddy when I was going through all that, yeah. Think about more like being best buddies. Don't be thinking about how you're thinking about it, Gary. So don't overthink it.
Yeah.
It's a parable.
It's a parable, mostly.
Yeah, because you know how. You know where I'm coming from on that one, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Should we let them
I don't know. Do you have anything,
No, I don't. I think we're drifting away from our religious stuff, haven't we? We've got and we're both middle of the night here, whereas them lightweights over there in America are sort of like mid-afternoon.
Yeah, they just hang up.
Isn't it? Well, they like
strange, isn't it?
Lightweights.
I can't really talk. I live in an apartment building, and I'm trying to not to talk too loudly. So.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe just finish it here then.